defending champions, a team that has won 32 games in a row, the undefeated Aurora Huskies here tonight, a team that is ranked number one in the state of Nebraska in Class B. I'm Mike Well. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. Jimmy Purcell joins me alongside. Hastings coming in, a record of 5 wins, 4 losses on the season. Hastings finishing up the regular season with a win over Grand Island Northwest last week, winning by the score of 28-14. Aurora completed their undefeated regular season in a big way as they beat York by a score of 51-0. This is a rematch of a regular season match between these two teams just a couple of weeks ago. In fact, on October the 15th, these two teams got together here at the same field, and Aurora had an easy time with Hastings High knocking off the Tigers by the score of 58-7. Winner of this ball game moves on to the second round of the state playoffs. That will be next Friday night. The winner will play the winner of the game between Adams Central and McCook that's going on tonight. Adam McCook, that will be kicking off here in just a couple of minutes, the action on our sister station, ESPN 1550 KICS. But, Jimmy, as we take a look at this ball game, head coach Rick Rebarger, I'll guarantee you, fired up. He's got his ball club ready to go here tonight. They're going to throw everything that they can on the plate here this evening. I expect a great effort out of the Tigers tonight.
Well, we talked a lot about it yesterday in the St. Cecilia football game. The Bayard coming in, the heavy underdog. They had nothing to lose. They were just going to throw everything out the window, throw a lot of stuff at the Hawks. They did. That's the same kind of stuff you're going to see here tonight. A lot of things are going to be a little different from the Hastings High offense and defense that we've seen earlier in the season. I had a chance to talk to Rick Rebarger yesterday afternoon, and he said just be expecting a lot of different things. We've talked a lot about the possibility of Tyler Rebarger coming in and playing some quarterback. That will happen sometime through the course of this evening. He said don't be surprised if that doesn't happen earlier than later in this ball game. And I think that would be a dynamite combination with Brady Rudd in their running back. He's a couple 200-pound running back, very dangerous out there. But you just come into these games like this, and obviously a heavy underdog, but they are very upset-minded. Coach said they had the best week of practice that they have had all year long. Everybody's focused, and they need to be. Boy, the injury bug has really bit the Hastings High Tigers, guys that will not play tonight, very key players. Patrick Opperman will not play. Austin Gittison will not play. Dylan Haldmeyer, obviously with that broken arm, will not play. And Austin Herringer also will not play for the Tigers. So definitely some big changes. A lot of younger guys, Coach said, has to step up in order for the Tigers to be successful here tonight.
So it's Hastings High and the Aurora Huskies there tonight in our game of the week, the Class B State High School football playoffs in 1230 KHIS, still a couple of minutes away from the kickoff of the ball game tonight. We'll give you the starters for Hastings High offensively tonight. Brady Rutt will at least open up at quarterback tonight for the Tigers, 6'1", 195, and a senior. Casey Lammer is expected to get the start at one of the running back positions for Hastings High, 6'1", 180, and a junior. And then Brady Minkey will be at the other running back, 5'10", 155, and a junior. The wide receiver will be James Hammack, 6'3", 175, and a senior. He'll be backed up tonight by Mindy Maldonado, who's 6'2", 175 pounds, and a senior. The dagger back in this Rick Rebarger offense is going to be Matt Geiger tonight, the junior. The sophomore Mark Gooden will be a tight end for Hastings High tonight. And across the front, these guys are going to have a big role in the ball game here tonight. Depending on how these guys play, it's going to be how Hastings High fares in the ball game tonight. Trenton Haldmeyer, your center, 6 foot, 200-pound junior. The guards will be Eric Smith, 5'10", 200, and a senior. Alex Keel will be the other guard at 6 foot, 230 pounds, and a senior. Then the tackles will be Elrod Resendez at 5 foot, 240 pounds, and a junior. Brandon Springer will get to start at the left tackle position. He is 5'11", 240, and a senior. Hastings High on defense here tonight. Up front, you've got Eric Smith, 5'10", 200-pound senior. Alex Keel, 6'2", 230, and a senior. Brandon Springer, 5'11", 240, and a senior. At the right end will be Blaine Gatz. He's the senior. He's got a sack and a fumble recovery so far this year. 32 tackles for that Tiger defense. The linebackers for Hastings High tonight, Brady Minkey, 5'10", 155, and a junior. He'll be at the Will linebacker spot. At Mike, it'll be Matt Karloff. He will step in for the injuries that Hastings High has sustained on the defensive side. This will be in the spot of Dylan Haltmeyer. So Karloff will get the start. He's the sophomore. Then Casey Lammers at the Sam linebacker position, 6 foot, 180 pounds, and a junior. And the defensive secondary for Hastings High, Jordan Perez, 5'9", 165, and a junior. Brady Rutt, 6'1", 195, and a senior. John Langston, 6 foot, 180, and a senior. And Tanner Jones, 5 foot 11, 175 pounds, and a senior. If you're going to stop the Aurora Huskies, Jimmy, you've got to stop number one, the quarterback, and that's Tyson Brockmeyer. He had a tough time with him the last time around. He scored four touchdowns on Hastings High, two on the ground and two through the air.
Yeah, he's just very dangerous. When he drops back to throw the football, he's got a couple of targets out there. Matthew Grosshands is going to be a big guy to watch tonight. Jacob Schaefer as well as Austin Smith in the backfield. He'll throw to all three of those guys. But coming in the ball game, we talked about this in the last time the Tigers played him, 1,852 yards, 27 touchdowns, but only three interceptions for Brockmeyer. He is a very intelligent quarterback, and he just does not make mistakes. And if he can't beat you with his arm, he can beat you with his speed. This is one of the fastest football teams I have seen in a long time. If they get to the outside, they are trouble.
Yeah, we saw Brockmeyer's speed the last time here. Hastings High has got to at least keep that under control here tonight to be successful.
Well, they really do, Mike. And you talk about Matt Karloff. What a big position for this sophomore to step into with the loss of Dylan Haltmeyer back there. Haltmeyer just really coming into this season, really putting on a good performance. He was one of the bright spots for Coach Rebarger and his Tiger staff defensively. He just really had a great year, and unfortunately in that game last week broke that arm. We've seen him on the sidelines over there, heavily casted up. He did make the trip, but again, the injury bug bites him. It's a tough thing to do, but like Coach said yesterday, there's nothing you can do about it. It's on the schedule. It's in the brackets. We have to play him, so we're going to go over there, and I'll guarantee you they'll give it all. It's got a little bit of a unique situation here. The announcement was made earlier in the week that the Shrine Bowl will be head coached by Randy Hubert from Aurora, and on his staff, the guy across the field, Rick Rebarger. And congratulations to Rick for getting voted in to be one of the coaches on the Shrine Bowl team.
That'll be on June 4th down at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. Put it on your calendar. The Hastings High Tigers will kick off. Dropping back deep, Austin Smith and Trevor Thorell. Thorell returned to punt for a touchdown against Hastings High in the first go-around. This one's going to come down to Smith right at about the one-yard line. Back to the center of the field. Now cuts left. He's back to the 10, 15 to the 20-yard line, 25. He's at the 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. Inside Tiger territory. He's run down at the 42-yard line. Wow. Austin Smith right off of the bat takes the ball down to the Hastings High 42-yard line. The Huskies set up in great field position.
Well, that's one thing you cannot give up is big plays against a tremendous team like this. And Austin Smith right away takes the football off the left side, right at the goal line, takes it all the way down to the Tiger 41-yard line. So a nice return for Austin Smith. But again, just some poor tackling down there for the Tigers and for the defensively for Hastings High, and now they are really in a tough position here. This high-powered Aurora offense comes on the field in great, great field position on their first series.
That was like a 59-yard return on the opening kickoff, so the Huskies will come out here. This team can put some points on the scoreboard. They'll start off in the shotgun as Brockmeyer hands the ball away to Smith, sweeps it right side across the 40, down to the 38-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Casey Lammers, the Sam linebacker for Hastings High. So Smith picks up a couple of yards in the play. Aurora will be looking at second down and about 7 yards to go from the Hastings High 38.
We talked about Brockmeyer, how he can get it done with his arm. He's also got tremendous speed. But one thing that we noticed in the game earlier, he runs that zone read so well. He takes the fake out. He just puts that ball into the belly of his running backs. And until the last minute, he will either pull it out or let the running back take it. And that's the first play there off the right side. Gets him a couple of yards, second down, and about 8 yards to go here for the Huskies.
All right, wide receivers go left and right. Brockmeyer is going to pitch the ball back this time. The trailing back, he's going to try to get outside 40, 35. He's got the first down and more as he takes it down to the 30-yard line. Running the football there was a Trevor Thorell. So Thorell is into the ball game now as one of the tailbacks in this offense. He picks up the first down. A nice game there as he moves the ball. I'm going to say he was popped out of bounds there by the Tiger defense at the 28-yard line. So Aurora is looking here from left to right in the opening quarter of play just underway. A nice 60-yard kickoff return in the opening kickoff, and Aurora has got the short field here, the number one-ranked Huskies. Wide receivers split out wide to the right side. Brockmeyer in the gun. He's got the Smith in the backfield with him. Brockmeyer has got the ball. He comes to his right, unloads. He has got his man a diving catch out here and has made at the 10-yard line. The pass goes down here to number six, Josh Danhauer. So Josh Danhauer gets the reception down here at about the 10 or 11-yard line, and the Huskies on the move early in this football game.
17-yard gain, and just a simple roll out to the right side. Brockmeyer got out in the right flat and was able to hit the receiver wide open downfield. They'll spot it in. Very tough for me to see here, this new press box. I got to kind of hang out the window here, but they'll spot her down. It's in the red zone down at about the Hastings High, 11-yard line.
10 minutes and 35 seconds to play. Now the snap goes overhead, but Brockmeyer, he goes back to cover the thing up. Brockmeyer comes all the way back to the 27-yard line. That snap went over his head, went right through his fingertips. And Brockmeyer, wisely enough, did not pick up the ball and try to make something out of that play. Does the wise thing and just falls on top of the football, but a huge loss. The line of scrimmage was the 11-yard line. They're going to put the ball back here at the 26. So a loss of 15 yards on the play by the errant snap from the center, Garrett Johns, back to Tyson Brockmeyer.
No, and not very many mistakes with this Aurora Husky football team, but they make one there. Hastings High dodges a little bit of a bullet, a second down, and very long here. They can still get a first down, then get it down around the 2-yard line.
Gross hands as your wide receiver split to the left side. The Tigers jumping around on defense. Here's a handoff again. That's going to be Farrell, and he's going to be tackled here at about the 22-yard line. Tackle was made in there by Casey Lammers again, the Sam linebacker. So Casey's made a couple of stops here. The Tiger defense trying to dig in here. And now Aurora is going to be looking at third down and long. Jimmy, third down. They'll still call it about, 20 yards to go for the first down. Down around the 2 or 3 yard line.
And this would be a huge victory for the Hastings High defense after giving up a 59-yard kickoff return all the way down into Tiger territory. And then they had it, Aurora had it just about the 11-yard line. They could hold them out here and just maybe hold them to 3 points. Brockmeyer is the kicker for Aurora, and we'll see what happens here. We got our first penalty of the evening.
Aurora had 5 wide receivers out, 3 to the left side and 2 to the right. Now they get an illegal procedure call. So the Huskies stumbling around a little bit down here. And they have the ball down in the red zone. This is going to cost them 5 more yards. 9 minutes and 1 second to play here in the first quarter. Aurora gets a nice kickoff return in the opening kickoff. Had the ball in the red zone, and the Aaron snap back to the quarterback, Tyson Brockmeyer. Now a penalty for illegal procedure. All of a sudden, the Huskies are back here at the 27-yard line. So it is third down and about 26 yards to go. They get the first down in between the 1 and the 2 yard line. 5 wide receivers out, empty backfield now for Tyson Brockmeyer. The Tigers again jumping around on defense. Brockmeyer throws the ball. It's going to be tipped. It's going to be tipped at the line of scrimmage there by Hastings High. And getting his hands in there for the Tigers was Matt Geiger, number 32. Jimmy, the Tigers were coming with a lot of pressure that time.
They were. Defensively, they were sending everybody but the kitchen sink. 3 wide receivers out to the left side. They were all hooked up man-to-man. But Geiger comes from the left side, the blind side, as Brockmeyer was looking to that left side over there. And Geiger comes in, puts a big hit, bats the football down. And we'll see what Randy Hubert elects to do here. It's fourth down. As we said, they got to go down near the 2-yard line. Kind of out in no man's land. They will line up and go for it here. So the Tigers, one more play. This would be a big, big stop early in the ballgame.
All right, 3 wide receivers split to the left side. 1 wide receiver will come to the right. Smith in the backfield just to the right of Brockmeyer, the quarterback. Brockmeyer wants to throw, takes it down to left sideline. It's going to be way over the head of his intended receivers, and the Tigers hold way over the head of the intended receiver. That was Schaefer down there inside the 5-yard line. He could not make the catch, and not a very good throw by Brockmeyer. So the Tigers, despite giving up the nice opening kickoff there, I'm telling you what, Hastings High will get the ball, and the Tigers will have it for the first time here tonight.
The one thing defensively on that first series, Mike, did you notice how much the Hastings High was jumping around defensively? They were really trying to mess with Aurora a little bit with the different sets and formations, and they really confused them there. A good defensive stand there for the Hastings High Tigers. They'll take over on their own 32-yard line.
27 yards.
27, yeah.
Here's a Brady Rutt going to hand the ball away to the first man through the hole. That's going to be Lammers carrying the ball there for 1, maybe 2 yards on the play. Tackle is made in there by Bryce Quinn. Quinn, the outside linebacker. The guy to watch here in this Aurora defense is the inside linebacker. That's Kyle McCarthy. He leads the team in tackles. He's a 220-pound senior, and he is a good one.
He really is, Mike. We talked about him as well in the first game, how he's put on about 15 to 20 pounds in the offseason, just sheer muscle. And he is he's a project out there, big, big guy in the middle of this defense.
Second down, 8 yards to go. Brady Rutt drops back to throw. He's under pressure and just gets rid of it to the far side. Rutt was under pressure there as Aurora got in there quickly, and jumping through there was Miles Berthelsen. He's the defensive end on the left side. Berthelsen, a 220-pound senior. Brady had no chance to get that one completed. He just did the smart thing and threw the ball away to the right sideline.
Well, and just a good pass rush. And again, in that first game, Brady really had a tough time getting on track, throwing the football around, as Aurora put a lot of pressure on him. Brady threw a lot of footballs off his back foot. And that was the case there. Just a smart play, though, by Rutt. Just throws it to the turf.
Third down. Third down at 8 yards to go. Here's Brady going to run the option play. He pitches the ball back, trying to get outside. And Aurora is over there defensively as they string that play out nicely. That's going to be Tanner Jones carrying the ball for Hastings as he brings it from the 28 down to about the 31-yard line. A pickup of three, still going to be far short of a first down. So Hastings High goes three plays and out to punt the football away. Dropping back deep for the Aurora Huskies will be Trevor Thorell. Again, he's a guy who had a big 60-yard-plus punt return against Hastings High for a touchdown in that first ball game, won by the Huskies quite easily here at the Aurora Sports Complex. Tanner Jones is your punter. He averages right at 38 yards per kick. He stands at his own 20-yard line, low snap. Tanner gets away a pretty good kick. Thorell comes up, grabs the ball at the 31, back to the 35-yard line, cuts near side. He's at the 40. He's at the 45-yard line. Penalty flags down, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. And he's going to be tackled from behind and run out of bounds. But again, penalty flags are down back of field. Jimmy, this is an area of perhaps a hold or a clip here at the 48-yard line. Unfortunately for Hastings, I think this one's coming back.
I think it is. Randy Huber down on the sidelines for Aurora, not very happy with his crew, as the officials will confer, and that's what it is, a block in the back against Aurora. So 40 yards on the punt, 42 on the return, but it's all for naught as they'll bring the football back inside Aurora territory for Aurora's second shot at it here offensively.
I think if you're Coach Rebar, you start kicking away from these guys. You know, a short punt or a short kickoff is going to be better than letting some of these return guys bring the ball back.
No, it just really doesn't matter who they put out there. Offensively, quarterback, all the skill positions are very fast. And then the guys that they bring in off the bench, we've seen some of the second and third teamers that got into the ball game up here a couple of weeks ago. Man, I don't know what they do up here to get them fast, but they definitely are a bunch of quarter horses here. They are outstanding.
So the penalty is going to bring the ball back here to the 38-yard line. Huskies working from our left to our right. Under 7 minutes to play in the first quarter. No score between Aurora and Hastings. Here's a pass across the middle. It's going to be caught. Look out. 40, 45, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. They get the ball to Matthew Grossand, Jimmy, and they crossed up the Tiger defense. Grossand's got behind the DBs there, and he was off of the races. There was not a man around. Not the world's fastest man could have got him.
No, exactly, and that was just all Tyson Brockmeyer as he took the ball out of the gun and just simply held on to it, was patient, waiting for Grosshands to make his cut, and then Brockmeyer acted like he was going to run right up the middle of the football field. It sucked all the defense in, and Grosshands gets behind the secondary. He goes 62 yards for the opening touchdown of the ball game, and Aurora out here very early, 6-0 here, awaiting the PAT with this strange formation that we see Aurora in all the time.
Yeah, they got them spread all over the place here. They've got them to the left side. They got a couple of guys here to the right side. And now, where's the football? It's over there. They get it into the end zone for a two-point conversion. Now, that was strange.
Garrett Johns, the center, was the only guy at the line of scrimmage. Everybody else was all the way over past the left hash mark. He just simply looks around and just picks the ball up, throws it over to Austin Smith. And Austin Smith untouched into the end zone for the two-point conversion. So early in this ball game, Aurora jumps on top of Hastings High. They lead it 8-0.
So maybe Coach Hubert is pulling out his bag of tricks here. Early in the football game, 6:45 to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. The Huskies 8, the Tigers nothing.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends. Keith's Drive-In Drugs and Keith's Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at the Aurora Sports Complex. So after a nice dodge of the bullet in the first possession for the Huskies, you got to take advantage when you can because these guys can strike fast. And a 62-yard touchdown pass thrown by Brockmeyer to Matthew Grosshands and a two-point conversion, and the Huskies have the lead 8-0.
They can just jump on you in so many different ways, whether it's special teams from the quarterback to the running back. They are just so talented, Mike, and after a long punt return, the penalty brought it all the way back to the 38-yard line. They take it all the way downfield, 62 yards, and now a short kick for Aurora.
Hastings brings it back across the 30 after the 33, 34-yard line, and penalty flags will go down. So Hastings High returning the kick. That was John Lanson bringing the ball back for Hastings High. We'll check out the penalty flags for you. Classes A and B playing their state playoff games tonight in the opening round. Yesterday we had classes C1, C2, D1, and D2. Crete has got the lead over Scott's Bluff in the second quarter, 28-0. We got a final score in Class A in a ball game played this afternoon. Millard South knocked off Lincoln Southwest by the score of 28-16. So some early scores coming in.
This penalty going to go against Aurora as they march off just 5 yards. It was a spot foul. And they'll bring it all the way out to the 40-yard line. So really good field position here for Hastings High's second attempt at it here offensively. I checked the quarterback at Tyler Rebarger in there now, quarterback for Hastings High.
We expected this as Rebarger is going to drop back to throw. He throws it to the near side. It's going to be incomplete. Tyler trying to get the ball around here. The intended receiver was Brady Minky. So what the coach has done, Tyler Rebarger comes into the ball game now as the quarterback. They're going to move Brady Rett back here at the fullback position. That, what that does just adds a little bit more pop to the offense here. It gives them a couple of different options now with Rett in there at the fullback position.
Well, it really does. Tyler's a young guy out there, just a sophomore, and they'll put Brady in there at fullback. But the thing about it, Brady has got some great speed, and if he hits a seam, he's powerful enough. He can break through some tackles. And then you got Tyler, if he can get to the outside, he has tremendous speed as well. So this just kind of puts a double-headed monster in there for Coach Rebarger. And the first play, Tyler throws incomplete. And after they reset the football here, second down and 10 for the Tigers.
All right, here's a handoff here as they try to pound the ball against this Aurora defense. It's not going to go far. Rutt was lined up as the fullback. Instead, they go with the tailback here. And carrying the football there was Brady Minky. Brings it across the 40 out to the 42-yard line. What it turns out to be is Brady all of a sudden turns into a 195-pound or 200-pound running back. That's pretty good for Class B football.
Well, it really is, and he's got a lot of determination. He won't come down very easy. It's going to take a couple of guys to bring him down. He's yet to see the football. And Tigers face down with a third down and 9 at the 42-yard line.
All right, Rebarger wants to throw the ball again. He does to the far side, then that one way overthrown. Intended receiver over there was Laneson for Hastings High. So the Tigers have had the ball twice. They go three plays and out twice. Rick Rebarger in the pregame show, if you heard it tonight, he talked about opening up the offense a little bit, being a little bit more aggressive. In fact, he scripted his first 10-15 plays here tonight. He told me personally that he's got 5 or 6 passes in those 10 or 15 plays, and we've seen it. They've attempted some passes here.
Yeah, they've attempted 3, and none of them have been caught.
So 3 passes and 3 rushes so far. That's not what we have seen out of the Tigers during the year, but now Hastings has got to get tough on defense. Fourth down and 9 yards to go. They'll put the ball away again. Tanner Jones will get it away. And look out, that's a high kick. It's going to come to the nearest side. It's going to bounce to the 35-yard line. The Huskies get away from it, and Tigers will down it here. As Hastings High will down the football down around the 27-yard line, a kick of about 33 yards, but that's all right. There's no return there by the Aurora Huskies. But now the Hastings High defense, you got to step up right here. You cannot let Aurora get out to a 2 or 3 touchdown lead.
No, and again, that last drive, just one play as Aurora goes 62 yards on the pass to Matthew Grosshands. Grosshands now with 30 receptions on the year, over 700 yards, 10 touchdowns. Very dangerous. But again, that was all set up by Brock Myers. He faked the run right up the middle, and it just sucked all of the secondary right up to the line of scrimmage. And Grosshands gets behind the defensive secondary. Now kind of a strange set here for Aurora again.
They're going to hand the ball away. That's going to be Farrell. He's got some blockers out front, 25 to the 30-yard line, 35, 40, 45. Look out, 50, 45, 40. Gets it back to the numbers. He's at the 25 to the 20, at the 15, and he's run out of bounds to the 10-yard line. Wow. Trevor Farrell, a 160-pound junior. Thorell carries the ball right down the sideline, cut it back to the numbers over there on the far side, and was finally brought out of bounds down there inside the red zone, down at the Hastings High 11-yard line, and his first down and goal for the Huskies.
Big, big plays tonight. 62 yards on the touchdown pass on the prior drive. That run there, 63 yards as Thorell gets out to the left side, picked up some great blocks out there. Aurora was able to seal off the linebackers for Hastings High. They were not able to get over there and adjust, and he takes the football all the way down to the about the 10-yard line here, so they can still actually get a first down just inside the 1.
Yeah, the ball sitting between the 10 and the 11-yard line. Brockmeyer hands the ball away to Smith, and he's going to be covered up here at the 10, so just a short pickup of a yard on the play. And the tackle is made in there by Hastings High on defense, and jumping in there for the Tigers to bring him down is Mark Gooden, who's playing one of the linebacker spots for Hastings High. We'll give him 1 yard in the play, second down and 9. As Rick talked about during the pregame show, we're going to take some chances on defense. Sometimes you're going to guess right and blow up the play. Other times, you're going to guess wrong, and I assume that's probably what happened over there. The Tigers were maybe coming with a stunt or a blitz inside, and the Huskies got outside, and it was all green grass in front of Farrell and took the ball down to the 11-yard line. Now second down and nine. Huskies have the ball down here at the Hastings High 10, and now Brockmeyer comes up to the line of scrimmage and calls a timeout. So the Huskies call a timeout. We'll take a break here. 4 minutes and 38 seconds to play in the first quarter from the Aurora Sports Complex. The score is the Huskies 8 and the Tigers nothing.
It's more than beautiful flowers and plants. Bob Sass Flowers has a new look, new home decor, new gift lines, including baby shoes, jewelry, diaper, and handbags, plus fall decor and door art. Say it with flowers and much more at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Another scores from the playoff games tonight. Crete now leading Scott's Bluff at halftime. It's 35-0. Beatrice leading Holdreach 7-0 in the first quarter. Class A, Omaha Creighton Prep 3, Kearney nothing, midway through the first. Columbus out on top of Bellevue West 7-0. They are in the first quarter of play. 8-0 here. The Huskies out on top of the Hastings High Tigers. They've got second down, 9 yards to go. Aurora with the ball at the Hastings 9-10. Brockmeyer with the ball. He's got it as he comes to the right side, holding it, throws it into the end zone, touchdown. They get it to Smith, and again, he was wide open. No pressure for the Hastings 9 defense, Jimmy. Brockmeyer had a ton of time right there. He gets it to Austin Smith at the touchdown. That's the 8th touchdown reception of the year for Austin Smith. Brockmeyer has thrown 2 touchdown passes already in this ball game. He's got 29 for the season and is now 14-0 Huskies.
Well, and again, Brockmeyer made that happen as he rolled to the right side. Everybody respecting his speed and what he can do with the football. And as he started taking off towards the goal line, it pulled the defender off of Austin Smith, and that left him wide open in the back of the end zone, and that goes for 9 yards out. So Aurora again tacks on 6 more, and now a more conventional set here is awaiting the snap, and Brockmeyer in for the PAT.
All right, so Brockmeyer will come out here. He's 30 out of 33 on extra points this year, and he drills this one 31 for 34. So the PAT is good, and the Huskies have had the ball 3 times. They have scored twice. 4 minutes and 31 seconds to play in the first quarter from the Aurora Sports Complex. The score is the Huskies 15, the Tigers nothing.
If you have a fall, winter, or even a spring painting project coming up, call Dykus Painting in Hastings, 463-7726. Dykus Painting does indoor and outdoor painting, residential, commercial, industrial, custom spraying, and wood finishing. Dykus Painting delivers prompt, courteous, and professional service. Dykus Painting's been doing it the right way since 1980. Call Mike at Dykus Painting, 463-7726. Dykus Painting congratulates the St. Cecilia Hastings High and Adams Central teams and athletes on great football seasons.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at the Aurora Sports Complex. The Aurora Huskies out on top of the Hastings High Tigers by the score of 15-0. 2 touchdown passes already for Tyson Brockmeyer. Last time we played these guys, he had 2 touchdown passes and he had 2 rushing touchdowns. Accounted for 4 touchdowns as the Huskies rolled over Hastings High, and things are not starting off very good here for Hastings. Tigers were optimistic they could maybe pull one off here tonight, but Hastings has not been able to get anything going offensively yet in this football game. Here's the run-up in the boot now by Brockmeyer. Hastings needs a good return here as Hastings grabs the ball here at the 5-yard line to bring her back to the center of the field, 15, out to the 20-yard line, and they're crushed right there. That's where Hastings will start first down and 10 in their own 20-yard line, and now a couple of guys going out of there. Number 22 for the Huskies. Was wrestling down there with Ben Vincent. The guy for the Tigers, I think, was Blaine Gatz, a little extracurricular activity there after the play. But nevertheless, Hastings High will start this drive at their own 20-yard line. Tigers moving from our right to our left.
Well, right,
first quarter.
Right now, the Tigers need to find some kind of offense. Only 6 yards of total offense. That's all on the ground on 3 carries as we see Tyler Rehbarger again in there at quarterback.
All right, with Brady Rutt lined up as the fullback, Tyler's going to run the football in the option play. He brings it to the 22. A pickup of 2 yards on the play for Rehbarger. Tackle is made in there by the Huskies, coming over to make the stop for Aurora. One of the linebackers in there, Nate Bell. Bell's a good one, too, 195 pounds and a junior. So a pickup of about 2 yards on the play. We'll call it second down and 8 as the ball is sitting at the 22-yard line. Hamick is now your wide receiver split to the right side. You've got Rutt in the backfield lined up as the fullback now. Also back there is Tanner Jones for Hastings High as Rebarger is under center. Turns and he hands the ball away to Rutt. And Rutt battling in there for maybe a yard. The ball may have popped loose there.
Yep. As soon as Brady hit the line of scrimmage, and again, Mike, this offensive line has taken a beating throughout the course of the year, and they're just having a hard time with this defensive front of Aurora, not opening up very many big holes. And that one there wasn't really much there. Brady just lowered his shoulder, tried to get through the line of scrimmage, and the ball pops loose, and disaster starting to unravel here for the Hastings High Tigers as they turn the football over for the first time tonight. But you cannot give the Aurora Huskies a short field, and they will. They'll spot it down at the 22-yard line of Hastings High.
So two touchdowns on the board already. And now the Huskies come back out at the 22-yard line of Hastings. We've got 3 minutes and 41 seconds to play in the first quarter here at the Aurora Sports Complex. Brockmeyer and the troops come back out offensively now for Aurora. Wide receiver splits to the right side. Brockmeyer in the gun. And he's going to hand the ball away. That's Smith right up the gut across the 20 to the 15, down to about the 13-yard line. A huge hole opened up that time by the Aurora offensive line. They're moving some bodies up front there. And Austin Smith, a 190-pound senior, picks the ball down to the Hastings High 13-yard line. And Aurora is now looking at second down at about a yard.
Well, and it doesn't take much of a seam. Austin Smith with some good speed as well. They just open a little seam off left guard, and he's able to get into the secondary very quickly, picks up 9 yards right up the middle. Aurora putting up some big numbers already, 76 yards on the ground, 89 through the air, a couple of touchdowns from Brockmeyer off of his arm tonight.
So second down and a yard. Aurora's got the ball at the 13-yard line. Here's Brockmeyer, throws the ball out there. Smith grabs it. He's at the 13 to the 10. He's at the 5. He's into the end zone touchdown. The Huskies making this one look easy, Jimmy. And Austin Smith grabs this one, and he goes into the end zone for a touchdown, the third score of this first quarter.
And defensively out there, only one guy had a chance to bring him down. It was Austin Smith that was the receiver. Tanner Jones was on coverage over there, and Smith just made it look easy as he just stiff-armed Tanner Jones to the ground, takes it around left end from 11 yards. Now three touchdown passes for Brockmeyer, awaiting the PAT. Again, things getting away from the Tigers here early.
It is 21 to nothing. The number one ranked and two-time defending champions in Class B with the lead here. And here comes the extra point by Brockmeyer. That splits the pipes. The PAT is good by Brockmeyer. So it's all Aurora here in this first quarter of play. We got 2 minutes and 51 seconds to play in the first. The score is the Huskies 22 and the Tigers nothing.
Rogers Incorporated.
Save on Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and KitchenAid appliances at Rogers Incorporated. Get up to a $750 MasterCard prepaid card by mail with the purchase of select Maytag kitchen appliance packages. And no interest if paid in full within 12 months on select purchases $499 or more. Monthly payments required. Ask Rogers for details. You deserve the best. The Whirlpool family of appliances and Rogers Incorporated. 1035 South Burlington, Hastings. Open every day, Sundays, noon to 4.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at the Aurora Sports Complex. Hastings High, nothing offensively so far. The Aurora Huskies, boy, everything offensively looking good here.
Wow. We knew they're good. We weren't sure they was going to be able to reel off as many points as what they did a couple weeks ago. But, wow, they're off to a tremendous start. 100 yards through the air, 3 touchdowns for Tyson Brockmeyer. He is 4 of 6 passing on the evening. And rushing the football, 8 carries, 76 yards, so 176 yards of total offense for the Huskies here in just the first quarter.
I don't know if he's broken his sweat yet. Here comes Hastings High on the return now. They're bringing across the 15 to the 20, 25, out to the 30, out to the 35-yard line, and bringing the ball back for the Tigers was Will Reimer. Reimer, a 5'9", 160-pound sophomore, so a nice return there by Reimer. They're going to spot the football at the 34.
Well, and again, checking the situation, Tyler Rebarger will remain as a quarterback. I like for that probably to happen the rest of the night. You might as well. He's going to be your starter next year. As Brady Rutt is a senior, he will be finishing up his season tonight here, the way things are looking early. The Tigers down early, 22 to nothing here in the first quarter.
All right, so Rebarger will have two wide receivers split to the right side. Tyler wants to throw the football. He does. That one is delivered high, and Hammack takes a shot here at the 45-yard line. That was Hammack out there for the Hastings High Tigers as he takes a shot at the 45. The pass was delivered high by Tyler. Incomplete pass and a second down and 10.
Well, you got to imagine there's some pretty good butterflies running through the sophomore and Rebarger, and they're asking him to throw the football against the number one ranked team in Class B. Very tough thing to do as the Tigers now passing 0-4. They've carried the ball five times, one fumble, 8 yards of total offense for the Tigers.
Second down, 10 yards to go. Hastings High with the ball on their own 33-yard line. Rebarger turns and hands it away. That's going to be blown up here. They hand the ball away to Brady Rutt and the Aurora Husky defense waiting for him. And now Brady's getting up a little gippy here. And Brady might check himself out here. Yeah, call an official's timeout as Brady Rutt will now go to the sidelines for Hastings High. So Brady, who is the starting quarterback all season long for Hastings, will switch to the fullback position here tonight. And Brady now is shaken up as he goes out of the contest on the far sideline.
Yeah, the trainer is going to attend to him very quickly, but he took a good shot right there off the left side again. Tremendous penetration from Aurora. Give those guys credit up front. Ehlers, Flores, Johns, and Burleson doing a great job tonight. Lots of 1 yard, going to bring up third down and 11 for the Tigers.
Here's Rebarger going to hand the ball away. A little bit of a hole out to about the 40-yard line, but still far short of a first down. Running the ball there was Tanner Jones. So Jones moves it up to the 40, and for the third time tonight, Hastings High will have to punt the football away with a minute and 51 seconds to play in the first quarter.
Boy, and again, a lot of big hits down there. That was Kyle McCarthy, that linebacker number 54 in there. He come over, and he laid a whooping on Tanner Jones as he got about 6 yards past the line of scrimmage, and then bam, down.
Down.
That was it. Fourth down. I'll bet the Tigers go for it here.
Do you think?
Sure.
They are.
Sure they are.
Hastings High is going to go for it on fourth down and four on their own 40-yard line here, 22-0 in the first quarter. And now I think they got the Huskies off guard. Did Aurora call a timeout?
Hastings.
Yeah. Hastings called a timeout. Well, maybe Rick decided I better think this one over. Fourth down and four. The ball is on the Hastings High 40, and you're trailing 22-0 here in the first quarter. So Hastings High will talk things over. We'll take a break. Hastings High trailing Aurora here in the Class B State High School Football Playoffs. Huskies 22, Tigers nothing.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
Beatrice leading Holdridge now 20-0. They are in the first quarter. Hastings High trailing the Aurora Huskies. It is 22-0 in the first with a minute and 19 seconds to play. And Coach Rebarger has found it over. He's going to go for it here. Why
sure
not?
He is. Why not? Last game of the season. You're down 22-0 in the first quarter. You might as well pull out all the stops. We've seen some crazy stuff yesterday.
Maybe you can pull one out of the bag right here. Rebarger wants to throw the football. Look out. He's under pressure, and he's sacked. He is sacked and getting through there for the Aurora Huskies with number 59, Derek Flores. Flores, 240 pounds and a junior. So on fourth down and four, that one backfires. And the Tigers will go back on defense here. The Huskies will have a short field first down and 10 at the Hastings 34-yard line.
12 offensive plays, 7 yards.
Oh, no.
Four passes, no completions.
One fumble.
And one fumble. No first downs as of yet for the Tigers. And you look on the other side, that big red mean machine, 176 yards. They got the ball in Tiger territory at the 34-yard line.
First down and 10 now for the Huskies, moving left to right here in the first quarter. Brock Meyer has got the ball. He's going to throw it downfield. He's got a man out there. It's caught at the 10-yard line. He's into the end zone for the touchdown. Just that easy. Jimmy, they're not even working up a sweat here. Matthew Grosshans, again, gets the touchdown pass. That's his second touchdown reception of the night. This time they tack on another 6 points, and it's 28-0 Huskies.
There is nothing funny about this, being an individual from Hastings and us being the radio station, but I tell you what, folks, this team is unbelievable. We were able to do them last year in the state finals against Omaha Scutt when they handled them. And tonight, it's just they're making this look very easy. The last four passes for Tyson Brockmeyer have been touchdowns. They come from 62, 10, 11, and 34 yards. And it is Aurora all over the Tigers.
And the extra point is up there and in. 1 minute and 8 seconds to play. We're still in the first quarter, gang. 108 to play in the first quarter. It's the Huskies 29, the Tigers nothing.
Professional service, financial strength, and stability. Just three ways to describe Ellerbrock Norris Insurance. Ellerbrock Norris Insurance works for you, providing the right coverage for you and your family. For all your home, life, auto, and business insurance needs, turn to Ellerbrock Norris Insurance, serving you for more than 100 years. That's stability. Ellerbrock Norris Insurance, 2203 Osborne Drive West, Hastings, with locations in Hastings, Kearney, and Omaha. Call 402-463-2461 for an insurance proposal today.
1230 KHAS.
Well, I thought the Tigers might have a chance of maybe pulling one off here tonight, but they had to play a near-perfect football game, Jimmy, and we're far from that here tonight.
Yeah, really are, and it just shows Aurora's really flexing their muscles as they start a run again at a third consecutive Class B state football championship, and that is very difficult. I tell you what, we've had a chance to talk to Coach Hubert, and he is very low-keyed about everything. He just takes it one game at a time, very businesslike. They are going for their 33rd win in a row and trying to make a march at a third state Class B football championship. That is amazing for a smaller town. When you've got everybody to the east from Lincoln and Omaha, this team is scary.
All right, Aurora kicks off. We'll see what Hastings side can do here. They'll grab the ball at about the 7-yard line, back to the 15, to the 20, busting through the 25, 30, 35, 40. Still has feet out to about the 45-yard line. Nice return by Tanner Jones. So Hastings High getting a little glimpse there. Some action as Tanner Jones gets the ball to the 44-yard line. And Hastings High will now come back out offensively.
And I think if Tanner cuts that one to the outside of the field, he had a couple of guys to beat, but he had a good burst up the left side. I think if he cuts it towards the Aurora bench, he's maybe got a chance to take that the distance. But a good return by Jones. He brings it all the way out to the 44-yard line. The Tigers first and 10 here. The Tigers still yet to get a first down here in the ballgame.
All right, Rebarger comes back out as the quarterback. And they pitch the ball back. There's going to be a Geiger with the ball across the 45 as they swoop right side to the 50-yard line. And he's going to be brought down right there. So Geiger carrying the ball. Tackle was made in there by Austin Smith for the Aurora defense. That was a pickup of about 6 yards on the play. So one of the better carries there for Hastings High. Geiger on the toss sweep goes to the right side and picks up six.
That equals the longest play from scrimmage. Tanner Jones had a 6-yard carry. And now Matt Geiger with six to his stat sheet. Second down, Hastings High at the 50.
All right, Rebarger again is your quarterback. He's going to hand the ball away. That's going to be Minky with the ball. Angles off right side. He's across the 50, takes the ball down to about the 48-yard line. So a short pickup there. Tackle was made in there by the Huskies. And coming up to make the stop for Aurora was Nate Bell, number 42. We're down to 9 seconds to go here in the first quarter. That's probably going to be the final play here as Tyler Rebarger looks to pops on the far sideline. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter of play. So one quarter in the books tonight, all owned by the Aurora Huskies. Wow, what an offensive machine here tonight. They have been in the end zone 4 times already. End of the first quarter, it's the Aurora Huskies 29, the Hastings High Tigers nothing. You're listening to high school football on 1230 KHAS.
Sideline from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
So on the third down call here, Hastings High finally picks up their first down, Jimmy, here on the first play of the second quarter. Brady Minky takes the ball to the 44-yard line.
Yeah, matches the longest play from scrimmage. Now we've got three plays that have gone 6 yards, but the first down, we look at the first quarter numbers, 15 yards, that all on the ground for the Tigers. Very impressive for the Aurora Huskies. Only two first downs, but they compiled 210 yards of total offense in quarter number one.
Here's Rebarger. He reverses out of there. He's going to run the ball for a yard as he takes it off on the left side down to about the 43-yard line. So it's now second down and 9 yards to go. Hastings High with no first downs in the first quarter, 210 yards of total offense for the Huskies.
Yeah, and a lot on the arm of Tyson Brockmeyer. 5 of 7 passing, 134, 4 touchdowns. The last 4 passes, 4 consecutive touchdowns.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I would think so.
We're here in the second quarter now. Here's Rebarger again with a football. Got a lot of traffic over there as he tries to take it around the left end. He's inside the 40 down to about the 39-yard line. It was going to be tackled there. Good news, Brady Rutt is back into the ball game now for Hastings High as he's playing in the fullback position here for this Tiger defense, or Tiger offense. Second down, third down now for Hastings High. It's still got about 5 yards to go from the Aurora Husky 39-yard line. Hastings High moving from our left to our right here in the second period, trying to get something positive here in this first half.
Yeah, just trying to get anything going that first quarter. Only 15 yards of total offense.
Rebarger up under center. Wide receiver split to the left side. Tyler wants to throw the football. Does to the far side. It's going to be caught and dropped. John Langston, the intended receiver, but he took a hard hit there by the Huskies' defensive secondary. And coming up to make the jarring tackle there was Sam Shaw. Shaw, 175-pound senior, the cornerback there on the right side. And now Hastings High looking at a fourth down situation. Fourth down and 5 yards to go. Football is down here at the... Let's see, down here at the 38-yard line.
Yeah, that was just as well. Langston was not even going to get back to the original line of scrimmage if he would have caught that football. So just as well, it fell down. Incomplete fourth down. Tigers go again.
Here's a Rebarger. Sprints out to the right side. Pitches the ball back here at the 40-yard line to the 38. He did not get there. So a late pitch there from Rebarger as they bring the ball to the wide side of the field. That was Brady Menke carrying the ball. Got it down to about the 38. They're about, 3 yards shy. 4 yards shy of the first down. So Hastings High again turns the ball over on downs. And, oh, no. Here comes the Aurora offense back out here. This group has only been stuffed once. That was on their first possession here tonight. So they've had 5 possessions and 4 touchdowns.
Well, I start watching to see when Coach Hubert would possibly pull Tyson Brockmeyer out of the game.
Not going to happen yet.
Not yet. A little early in the football game, and that spells bad news. And Aurora looking for blood again. One wide receiver over to the left side. 3 out to the right side. Austin Smith, the lone back beside Brockmeyer.
All right, Brockmeyer waits for the snap. Play action pass. He stands. He throws it, and it's going to be incomplete. He took a shot that time. Hastings High finally got some pressure on Brockmeyer, and busting through there for Hastings High was Langston. John Langston, number 81, got in there for Hastings High. First time we've seen the Tiger defense get to Brockmeyer.
Yeah, he's he doesn't have all his eggs in the basket right now, so to speak. He was hit very hard. He'll trot back in and stay in there for Randy Huber. But, yeah, Langston coming from the backside was able to get to Brockmeyer and bring him down. That's the first pass after 4 consecutive touchdowns that Brockmeyer has thrown.
Might make him mad. Second down and 10 yards to go. Huskies have the ball on their own 37. Brockmeyer is going to run the football now. Takes it across the 40 to the 45-yard line and brought down here at the 49. So Tyson Brockmeyer carrying the ball there for the Aurora Huskies, finally brought down on the play by Geiger of Hastings High defensively. That is a first down down for the Huskies. So he throws the incomplete pass, and he says, I'll just run it myself here around the right end. Picks up about 11 yards or so out to the 49-yard line. First down for the Dogs.
First down number 3 as Brockmeyer gets about 5 yards past the line of scrimmage and then shows his hurdling ability. Goes over top of a Hastings High would-be tackler. Picks up 11 yards. And you'd think only with 3 first downs that this game's pretty close. It's been big, big plays here at Aurora tonight. Aurora now 1st and 10 here. They got the ball out their own, 49.
Brockmeyer with 4 touchdown passes so far in the ball game. Now he's going to hand the ball away, and they're going to blow this one dead. They wanted to run the ball up inside, but they blow this one dead. The Huskies may be in motion here as they come over and make the call. It's illegal procedure against Aurora. Have you ever seen a smaller umpire than we have tonight?
I watched him walk on the field. I don't know that he's 5 foot tall.
He's a little guy. He's making the calls out there.
He's got those pants shimmied all the way up almost to his neck.
Oh, I didn't know you were a fashion designer.
Yeah, you just check everything out when you come to high school football games. Yeah, he's a tiny dude back there.
A little shaver.
Yeah.
9.5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Our minds are...
It's going to be a long game for us.
It is first down and 15 now for the Huskies from the 44. Brockmeyer throws it. It's caught again. That's Schaefer down to Hastings 45. He is brought down at the 44-yard line. Clambers in on the stop there for Hastings High, but a nice pickup after the 5-yard penalty. And now they're looking at a more manageable situation here for the Aurora Huskies. It'll be a second down now. Second down and about 3 from the Hastings High 44.
That is the first catch tonight for Jacob Schaefer coming in the ballgame, 556 yards and 8 touchdowns. That one there will get the Aurora Huskies 12 yards. That'll add to Brockmeyer's total on the night. That puts him at 146 of passing. By the way, leading the way, the guy that's really destroyed Hastings High defensively is Matthew Grosshands. 3 catches, 123, and 2 touchdowns.
Second down, 3 yards to go for the Huskies. Brockmeyer's got the ball. He's going to fake it to Smith. Now he takes off. He's at the 40, 35, down to the Tiger, 30-yard line, and brought down at the 29. They take the ball up inside to Smith. Brockmeyer just takes off, follows the blocker, takes it down to the 29-yard line. Another first down for the Dogs. Tackle was made in there by Hastings High in the secondary, and coming up to make the stop for the Tigers is Manny Maldonado, who's into the ball game now for Hastings defensively. Again, Hastings missing some guys here tonight. So Opperman is not playing. Gittison is not playing. Haltmeyer not playing. Herringer not playing. Of course, Haltmeyer is the big guy who really anchored this defense. He was injured in the ball game last week and will not play tonight. They really miss him in there. First down, 10 yards to go for the Huskies. They've got the ball now at the Hastings High 29-yard line. Brockmeyer wants to throw, steps away from some pressure, directs some traffic, throws the ball. It is caught here at the 15-yard line. Going up and making the catch again was Austin Smith. Brockmeyer had time, then it broke down a little bit, just kind of directed some traffic out there, Jimmy, and threw it right in the center of the field. Austin Smith climbs the ladder, pulls it down. Another first down for the Dogs. They've got the ball at the Hastings High 13-yard line.
Not hungry enough. They're looking for more points here. Fifth first down, and that one there goes for 13 yards. And Brockmeyer is just so dangerous. He was almost brought down by Casey Lammers. He was coming from the backside again, but he could feel his presence and just kind of squatted down. Lammers went over top of him, and then the pass was delivered a little bit high in the air, but this athletic team was able to. Austin Smith, very athletic, could climb the ladder and went up and got a 13-yard gain, another first down. I believe we had some equipment problems for James Hammock as he trots off. But Aurora now knocking on touchdown door. They've got it inside the 20. They'll spot her down at the 15 of Hastings High.
Yeah, Tanner Jones comes in to replace Hammock now. First down and 10 yards to go. Here's Brockmeyer, bobbles the snap, but then swings it out here. Smith grabs it at the 20. Smith is down here at the 15-yard line and ridden out of bounds. Hastings High does a nice job there. Blaine Gatz over here defensively for Hastings to run him out of bounds. Lammers also over here for the Tigers. So no gain in the play. They just swing that ball out here to Austin Smith. First of all, Brockmeyer kind of bobbled the ball there after he got the snap, but no pressure by Hastings High. Recovered in time to get the ball into the hands of Smith, but the Tigers over there nicely that time defensively.
Yeah, Smith quite a ways back off the line of scrimmage when Brockmeyer delivered that football. If it would have fallen to the turf, it would have been a live ball. It would have been a lateral. But Smith was able to come up with the football, and then good defensive pressure there from Hastings High brought him down. No gain, second down and 10 at the Tiger 15.
Wide receivers split to the right side. One goes to the left. Two running backs in the backfield now beside Brockmeyer. As Brockmeyer hands the ball away, that's going to be Smith banging his way across the 10, down to the 5-yard line, down to the 4. Manny Maldonado bringing him down there. Tyler Riefmarger also into the stop there for the Hastings High defense. But another nice run by Austin Smith. We talked about it during the pregame show with Rick. They have just so many weapons, so many athletic people out there. Brockmeyer, Smith, you got Thorell, you got the wide receivers, and Grosshands and Schaefer. And, boy, when Aurora gets you guessing defensively, they can put some points on the board, and that's exactly what's happening here tonight.
Yeah, they really do. And then Brockmeyer just carries out some great fakes as he took it off the right side. I think both of us thought that the football was still in the hands of Brockmeyer, but he handed it off to Smith, and he was able to pick up 11 yards and a first down inside the 5.
Now they're going to throw the ball. It's going to be caught down here at about the 1-yard line and ridden out of bounds. So Brockmeyer takes the ball downfield here. That was close to the goal line to get it in the hands of number 22, Ben Vincent, who checked into the ball game there. Vincent grabs the ball. The hometown fans thought he was across the goal line there, but evidently not. So Ben Vincent comes into the ball game and catches the ball there. They're going to spot the ball now in between the one and the goal line. So it's going to be second down and goal from inside the one-yard line. Backs will be in the I formation now with Brockmeyer up under center. They look over the Tiger defense. Aurora with a big lead already. There's a handoff to the first man through the hole, and he just plows into the end zone for a touchdown. Plows into the end zone for the touchdown. Taylor Reichert, number 35. Reichert, a 190-pound senior. He had a good ball game against Hastings High the first time around, too. And the Aurora Huskies go out on top by a score of 35-0 with 6.5 minutes to play here in the second quarter.
Well, that big physical offensive line doing the job again. They had short yardage inside the one-yard line, and they just simply got on top of the defense, had him into the end zone, and then Reichert just simply took the handoff right behind his center, made it look pretty easy, a one-yard touchdown plunge, as now we've got a new kicker into the ball game for Aurora. That will be Austin Barth in the football game.
All right, so Barth's going to try his luck. He puts it up there through the uprights, and it's good. So Barth adds the PAT, and the Huskies are out on top big time here in the first half of play. 6 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the second quarter. It's Aurora 36, the Hastings High Tigers nothing.
Roush Commercial Builders specializes in commercial construction and remodeling, also doing industrial work, cement and carpentry, plus additions. Roush Commercial Builders' work ethic, excellent finished product, and professional reputation have spread through Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and into neighboring states. Call Steve at 402-463-8886. Roush Commercial Builders, 322 West South Street in Hastings, a proud supporter of local and area teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
1230 KHAS.
The Aurora Huskies now at 277 yards of total offense. They lead Hastings High by a score of 36-0. The Huskies, the number one seed in the West, flexing their muscles here tonight. Hastings High so far.
That was just the last drive.
Nine plays, 67 yards for the Huskies.
And again, as Mike mentioned, 277 yards. They're starting to get it done on the ground now. Just a big physical offensive line. They've got everything up here. Speed, size, it is tremendous. And they have had it for two solid years. And they've got their second teamers are just as talented as this bunch of starters. So they've got some teams to come here for the next couple of years.
All right, so they kick off again. Hastings High will bring the ball back. They get it to the 15 to the 20 yards. It's about it. Still some hard hitting out there. So these guys, they want to play too. Bringing the ball back for Hastings High was Jones. Bell into the stop for the Aurora Huskies. Jones gets the ball to the 20-yard line, but he paid for it there. And Hastings High comes back out now offensively. Tigers going to struggle to get to the 100-yard mark offensively here in the first half.
They're going to struggle to get to 50. Because right now, 27 yards of total offense all on the ground. Five passes attempted by the Tigers here tonight. Every one of them incomplete.
All right, Rebunger stays in there at quarterback. And he's going to fumble the football. Looked like he wanted to hand the ball away to the fullback for Hastings High. And that was Brady Rutt who was in there. Brady has already caught the ball up once here tonight. That time, I think Hastings got back on top of it. They did back here at the 18-yard line. Rutt wasn't even looking to take the handoff. Jimmy had the glasses on him there. As the Rebarger turned, he wanted to give it to Brady on that. Brady didn't even want the ball there. It just fell out of his hands. And the Tigers got back on top of it, but a loss of a couple yards on the play. Second down and 12 yards to go.
No, I wouldn't either. Last time Brady touched the football, he was crushed to the ground and had to go off the sidelines for a couple of plays. It's a hard-hitting defense.
Second down and 12 yards to go. Rebarger wants to throw. He pumps once. He's got time. He's going to throw the ball downfield, and it's going to be tipped and nearly intercepted out here at the 40-yard line. They nearly came up with that one. Hammock was the intended receiver. Back here for the Aurora Huskies was a Sam Shaw, one of the linebackers, who was covering the wide receivers downfield here at the 40-yard line. So another incomplete pass. And now it's going to bring up third down and about 12 yards to go. The ball is pushed back here at the 18-yard line. Tigers moving from our left to our right in the second period. If you're just joining us, you've missed an offensive show so far by the home team, the Aurora Huskies. It is 36-0. Hastings High trailing here in the second period, just looking for something positive to take into the locker room at halftime.
James Hammack, by the way, Mike, the intended receiver, landed very hard on the far sidelines, and he pulled himself out of the game.
All right, Rebogger's got the ball again. He pitches the ball back. It's going to be Geiger with the ball. He's going to be met here at the 18-yard line, and down he goes. No gain on the play. Schaefer over here defensively for the Aurora Huskies. So Jacob Schaefer makes the stop on Geiger. A pitch play to the wide side of the field. Hastings is trying to use their speed to get outside, but this Aurora defense, Jimmy, just too fast.
Well, they are, and we can keep beating on it all night long. They are. They're talented. They're fast. They can do everything the right way, and they are doing that this evening. The Tigers, prior to that series, had 27 yards of offense. Now we're down to 25 because of the defensive stops. Tanner Jones in again to punt the football away, and Aurora is going to get tremendous field position here.
Terrell drops back deep here for the Huskies. Tanner gets away a wobbly kick, and Thorell's going to grab it at the 38-yard line. Back to the 40, comes near side to the 45-yard line, to the 50, and he's run out of bounds. So Thorell is run out of bounds here by Hastings High. Downfield here for the Tigers was Matt Karloff. The kick went about 40 yards with a 5-yard return. McCook has jumped out on top of the Adams Central Patriots. 4 minutes and 6 seconds to play in the first half. McCook 14, Adams Central nothing. In Class A, late in the second quarter, it's Creighton out on top, or Omaha Creighton Prep, that should be, over Kearney. The score is 16-7. Columbus leading Bellevue West now in the second quarter in Class A, 14-7. Blair is up over Ralston. 3 minutes to play in the first half. It's Blair 14 and Ralston 6. Crete all over Scotts Bluff, end of the third quarter. Crete 42, Scotts Bluff nothing. Crete, the number two-ranked team for the state of Nebraska in Class B.
Well, when we were looking at the pairings when they came out, we've got this game here. The winner will take on the winner of the Adams Central McCook game. Then you look, a lot of good teams. Beatrice Holdridge playing tonight in Beatrice. You got Scotts Bluff all the way into Crete. And then you got that slew of Omaha area teams along with Lincoln Pius. So this is a loaded Class B field.
All right, here's a handoff to Smith. Big hole, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. Goodbye. Smith takes it all the way for the touchdown. 51 yards. Austin Smith turned on the burners, Jimmy, and there was not a man on the defensive side of the football that laid a hand on Austin Smith.
Well, again, just a little seam in the speed is tremendous. He was into the secondary. I don't know whether anybody even got a hand on him before the Hastings High defense really knew where Smith was. He was at the 30-yard line, and he had 10 yards on the closest Tiger. Austin Smith having a tremendous night. He's caught a couple of touchdown passes. And now he's added to his resume for this ball game. A 51-yard touchdown pass as Barth is in the ball game to attempt the PAT.
Oh, the ball is down, and Barth gets into it. And this one is through the uprights. It is good. Aurora has done nothing wrong in this football game. So the PAT is good. We still got 5 minutes and 8 seconds to play in the first half. The score now is the Huskies 43 and the Hastings High Tigers nothing.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling, and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
So a 51-yard run there by Austin Smith. Right up in the gut of the defense. Elkhorn is leading Omaha Gross at halftime. Class B state playoffs is 27-14. Beatrice now leading Holdridge 34-0 in the second quarter. I bet Dusters might be able to make some noise here in Class B. The Aurora Huskies now with 328 yards of total offense in the first half, and we've still got 5 minutes and 8 seconds to play until halftime.
Well, and they're three-headed monster. They're pretty dangerous tonight. Gross hands a couple of touchdown passes from 62 and 34. Austin Smith, 4 catches, 34 yards, and now 6 carries, 77 yards. He's got 3 touchdowns in the first half.
All right, Minky is going to bring the ball back here for Hastings on the kick out to the 20, out to about the 22-yard line. So Hastings High will start there from the 22. Feel sorry for the Tigers because offensively, Jimmy, they just cannot crack this Aurora defense here tonight.
No.
They're going to struggle to get to 50 yards in the first half.
Well, exactly. 25 yards are all on the ground, and they're trying some new things. He pulled out all the stops, decided to go with the youngster at quarterback. Brady Rutt took the first set of snaps as quarterback, and they're going to put Brady at the fullback position. But again, 15 yards in the first quarter, 10 yards here in the second quarter.
It's going to be Rebunger handing the ball away to the second man through the hole, out to about the 23-yard line. So check who's running there. We have Brady in the fullback position. And it's going to be Tanner Jones carrying the ball there for a couple of yards. So Tanner Jones carries it from the 20 out to about the 23. We'll give him 3 yards in the play and second down and seven. Hastings High 5-4 in the season. They started out the year 0-3, turned things around, had a pretty good season. Hastings High finishing 5-4, but they are running into a buzzsaw here tonight. For the two-time defending Class B state champions, the Aurora Huskies. Rebarger drops back to throw. He's going to be sacked. He's going to be sacked back here at the 16-yard line. That's a bell in there again for the Aurora Husky defense. He's been living in the backfield of this Hastings High Tiger offense. So a loss in the play for Tyler Rebarger. We're nearing the four-minute mark here in the second quarter. Coming up at halftime, we'll check in with Hastings College head coach Paul Merkowitz. The Broncos getting sent to take on the eighth-ranked team of the nation tomorrow, the Morningside Mustangs from Elwood Olsen Stadium in Sioux City. We'll have a game for you tomorrow on 1230 KHAS, 1215 for the pregame show, 1 o'clock for the kickoff. We'll talk about it here coming up at halftime with the coach. His third down now for Hastings. Rebarger wants to throw the ball again, dances in the pocket. He's still got it, holds it, now throws it into the center of the field. It's incomplete. Trying to get the ball to Hammock. That one was off of the mark as well by Rebarger. And again, the Hastings High Tigers will have to punt the football away on fourth down.
Well, we have the car in reverse, so to speak. 27 yards of total offense here, two series prior to this. Now we're down to 24 yards of total offense. 0-7 passing for the Hastings High Tigers.
Right.
Something we have just not seen. This Aurora defense is tremendous, and you flip it around and give them the football, and they are just as dangerous on the offensive side of things.
Dangerous on special teams, too.
Yeah.
Some nice returns. So we got Jones. He's going to kick the football away. He does. Farrell looks up. He's going to grab the ball here over his shoulder, fumbles the football. It is loose, and let's see. The Tigers may be on top of this football down here at the 43-yard line. The official's going to unstack things, and that's the case. The Tigers have the football. Hastings High gets the ball, and down there on the recovery for Hastings was Jake Rosin. Rosin down there recovers the fumble down there by Farrell. Farrell trying to take it in over his head, Jimmy, and it goes right through his hands. That's the first mistake that Aurora has made all night long tonight.
Well, it really is, and Tanner Jones gets off a pretty good punt there. A little bit of a wobbly spiral made it very tough to field, and Terrell just tried to over-the-shoulder catch it, and it falls the turf. Jake Rosin, Johnny on the spot, recovers, and the Tigers, look at this, they're into Aurora territory.
All right, Rebunger reverses out of there to the short side of the field. Look out, here comes the pressure. He's sitting down, he goes thrown down to the turf there by the Huskies. That's Josh Dana in there. Now a 125-pound junior throws him down. So a loss from the 43 back to about the 49, a loss of 6 yards on the play as Tyler was taking the ball to the short side of the field there, and there's too many red shirts.
A lot of red shirts, just a lot of confusion there offensively. Tyler wanted to pitch the football, and he had nobody to pitch it to. So a couple of guys on the different play page there. Loss of 6 yards, now down to 18 yards of total offense here in the first half.
Wide receivers split out to the left side. Langton is out there. Hammock is out there. Ball's on the near side hash mark. Here's Rebarger wanting to throw the football. Sprints out. Now he throws it to the far side. It's going to be caught, but a loss in the play as the ball was caught here at the 50-yard line. That's Hammock with a reception, and a tackle was made over there by the Huskies. That was just Sam Shaw that got over there quickly for Aurora. So another loss of a couple of yards in the play. It is third down now for the Tigers and long. Third down and 18. All of a sudden, it's gotten windy off. It was out of the west at about 8 miles per hour at the start of the ball game. It's starting to blow around a little bit.
A lot of breeze blowing in through the window here at the Aurora Sports Complex. First completion tonight for Tyler Rebarger, but it goes for minus 2 yards.
Rebunger wants to throw the football again. Look out, here comes the pressure. He unloads in the center of the field. A little screen pass at the 45-yard line to the 40, down to about the 36. The pass goes to Brady Rutt on the screen in the center of the field there. So Brady gets the ball down to the 35 officially. It's still going to be a couple of yards shy of a first down. So after a couple of minus yards there on those previous plays. Hastings High still looking at fourth down. Fourth down and about 3 yards to go from the Aurora Husky 35-and-a-half-yard line.
Well, and give Tyler Rebarger credit. A lot of pressure coming again from that defensive front of Aurora. He was able to find Brady Rutt in the middle of the field. Brady makes a nice catch, and now we'll see Brady in there at the quarterback.
Yeah, Rutt's going to take his snap here. He's going to run the option play, and he's going to be smacked down. He was crushed there. He runs right into Bryce Quinn. Quinn, the outside linebacker on the right side, they ran the option play to the short side of the field. And Brady Rutt is absolutely leveling the play by Quinn. So the Tigers, again, turn the ball over on downs. Hastings High's got only one first down here in the first half of play.
Boy, and that was a big-time hit. As you bring Brady in at the quarterback there, Aurora had to know that that was what was going to happen because Rutt can run that option, and he's a very tough customer to bring down. He goes off the left side just as he made the cut to go upfield. He was leveled, a loss of one. And now Aurora takes over at the 36-yard line.
Crete has knocked off Scott's Bluff tonight 42-0. That game is final. Brockmeyer wants to throw the football. Scrambles out of the pocket, and he is pulled down by his face mask. That's got to be a penalty over there.
I don't see one down.
Well, the fans thought they saw it here on the other side of the field. It happened right in front of the Tiger bench. Boy, is that game jerking around there. I don't see a penalty flag either.
I don't either.
Evidently, it was not a face mask over there. That's hard to believe. Brockmeyer was brought down for a 2-yard loss.
I think, actually, if anything, it would have been a horse collar. I think the Tiger defense was up around Brockmeyer's shoulder pads and jerked him down, and his head came whipping around with it. But no flag. The officials were right there. And a good defensive play by the Tigers. Loss of one. Second down and 11 here for Aurora.
Here's Brockmeyer. He's going to hand the ball away on the sweep play to this side. That's Farrell with the ball at the 40-yard line. 45, and he is tripped up at the 46, 47-yard line. Farrell nearly got outside and took her the distance there. Blaine Gatz, another stop there for the Hastings High Tigers. Going to spot the football at the 49. We're down to 46 seconds to go. We understand Adams Central has scored in the ball game against McCook, and the Bison now have a lead over Adams Central. It is 14-6. 1:50 to go until halftime out in McCook. Lincoln Southeast leading Papillion La Vista 7-0 at halftime. Columbus out on top of Bellevue West 14-7 at halftime. Classes A and B playing their first round playoff games here tonight. Here's Brockmeyer after faking the ball inside. Runs the option play, pitches the ball back to Thorell, and Thorell is going to be hit, and he's picks up a couple of yards in the play, but he's knocked down right in front of the Tiger bench on the far sideline there. Over there defensively for Hastings High again was John Lanson. So Lanson makes the stop as they take the ball down to about the 46-yard line of Hastings. We're down to 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, and the first half has come to an end. The first half has come to an end here at the Aurora Sports Complex. The Aurora Huskies out on top of the Hastings High Tigers, and obviously we'll have a running clock here, at least to start off the second half. The Huskies have the lead. At halftime, it's Aurora 43, Hastings High nothing. You're listening to Tiger Football on 1230 KHAS.
Part of our community, part of your life, Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com. Proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
At Big G Ace, get a first down with your paint project by using Ace Essence Paint for just $15.99 a gallon. It's easy on the budget and used by those who prefer to match colors to their own project. It's available in flat, satin, and semi-gloss sheens. Let the folks at Big G Ace help you score a touchdown with your painting project. Big G Ace Hastings, where you get in, get help, get out, and get on with your life.
Quality product, great people, and helpful advice. Big G Ace.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at the Aurora Sports Complex. We're at halftime with the number one ranked and two-time defending state champions in Class B. The Aurora Huskies have the lead over Hastings High. It is 43-0 in favor of Aurora. The Huskies have done everything right here in the first half of play. The Tigers struggling offensively. Jimmy will total up the numbers for you here in the first half. Give me maybe the scoring. First of all, Tyson Brockmeyer got things started for Aurora. He threw a 62-yard touchdown pass to Matthew Grossans. A two-point conversion was good to start things off. 8-0, Huskies had the lead, but they kept the pressure on. They got a 10-yard touchdown pass a couple of minutes later from Brockmeyer to Austin Smith. Huskies went on top by a score of 15-0. Brady Rutt then fumbles the ball for Hastings at the 22-yard line. A couple of plays later, it was Brockmeyer and Smith again hooking up for an 11-yard touchdown pass. That made the score 22-0. Hastings then turns the ball over on downs. Aurora got good field position, and immediately a 34-yard touchdown pass from Brockmeyer to Matthew Grossans. They went up 29-0. They had another one-yard touchdown run from Tyler Reichert on a nine-play, 67-yard drive. That made it 36-0. Then Austin Smith got loose with about 5 minutes to play in the first half, 51 yards right in the center of the field. He took it to the house, 43-0. The Aurora Huskies have the lead here over the Hastings High Tigers. Some big numbers put up on the Huskies side. Not many numbers here, Jimmy, for the Hastings High Tigers offensively.
No, the Tigers did a pretty good job for the first couple of minutes of the football game, but then everything has just snowballed, and it was big, big plays in the first half for the Aurora Huskies. We look at the Huskies' numbers. In the first half, Tyson Brockmeyer, 8 of 12 passing, 163 yards, 4 touchdowns. Those 4 touchdowns came on consecutive passes. Back to back to back to back.
Don't see that often.
Not very often in high school football. So 4 touchdowns for Brockmeyer this evening. Rushing the football, Aurora 16 carries, 183. So 346 total yards of offense here in the first half. That is unbelievable numbers in a high school football game for one half. 7 first downs for the Huskies. We look at some of the individual numbers, leaders for the Aurora Huskies. Matthew Grossans, 3 catches, 123 yards. Those all in the first quarter. 2 touchdowns for Grossans, and those come from 62 and 34 yards. Leading the way, rushing the football, Austin Smith, 6 carries, 77 yards, 1 touchdown on the ground. But the receiving end of things, Smith has 4 receptions for 34 yards and a couple of touchdowns there. So Smith has got 3 touchdowns on the night, 1 on the ground, 2 via receiving. We look at the Hastings High Tigers. Quarterbacks have really had a tough time. Brady Rutt threw 1 football when he was in there, but then the rest of the time, Tyler Rebarger has been throwing the football around. They combined for 2-9 passing for only 12 yards in the first half. The Tigers rushed it 20 times for 17 yards, so 29 yards of total offense in the first half and only 1 first down, and that came in the second quarter. But the only thing you can say, Mike, this is just a tremendous football team. We were able to see him earlier this year when the Tigers played him, and now the Tigers have got 4 starters that are not playing in this football game, and it shows because there are a lot of loose holes out there, and the Aurora Huskies are very calmly taking this one to the house, and they lead here big at halftime.
A couple other final scores in already in the state high school football playoffs tonight. In Class B, Crete has knocked off Scott's Bluff tonight on a score of 42-0. Crete is seeded number 1 in the Western half of this Class B state playoffs. Aurora is number 2. Crete 42-0 over Scotts Bluff tonight. Millage South in Class A has beaten Lincoln Southwest by a score of 28-16. That's some other scores. Beatrice is now leading Holdridge in Class B. It is 34-7 at halftime. Columbus out on top of Bellevue West at halftime. It is 14-7. In Class A at halftime, Lincoln Southeast 7. Papillion La Vista, nothing. Adams Central is trailing McCook in the Class B state playoffs. That ballgame is being played in McCook tonight. As the Bison scored the first 2 touchdowns, Adams Central has come back to score a touchdown. It's now 14-6. McCook has got the lead. At halftime, Lincoln Pius is out on top of Gretna by a score of 7-3. And a last check at halftime, Omaha Creighton Prep was leading Kearney High by a score of 16-7. So that brings you up to date on the state high school football playoffs here tonight. Coming up next, we're going to check in with Paul Merkowitz, the head football coach for the Hastings College Broncos. Hastings getting set to take on the 8th-ranked team in the nation, the Morningside Mustangs, tomorrow up at Elwood Olsen Stadium in Sioux City. Kickoff will be at 1 o'clock. We'll be on the air with the pregame show at 12:15 tomorrow afternoon. We'll take a one-minute break, and we'll come back. We'll check in with Coach Merkowitz as you listen to high school football tonight on 1230 KHAS.
buy two, get two free. Right now at your area CPI Mr. Tire, buy two quiet riding Cooper Xeon 2XS, the great handling tire that brings fun back to driving. Buy two, get two free. It sizes P225-45ZR17 2XS and P235-40R17 2XS. While quantities last, along with free rotation, mounting, balancing, and road hazard warranty, only at your area CPI Mr. Tire.
Klingler Embroidery continues to be your one-stop shop for business apparel. Klingler Embroidery has the latest styles in easy care fabrics. Check out the selection of ladies' apparel with matching styles for men at Klingler's. As always, there's no minimum order. Fill-ins are not a problem. For quality work at competitive prices, Klingler Embroidery, helping your business look outstanding. Klingler Embroidery. 306 North Lincoln, downtown Hastings.
And we're talking with Hastings College head football coach Paul Merkowitz. The Broncos on the road tomorrow. They'll take on the 8th-ranked Morningside Mustangs from Elwood Olsen Stadium in Sioux City. We'll kick things off at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Coach, a bye week last week. A good week for your football team?
Yeah, a little bit. I think we needed to get healthy. We had to have this bye week. You know, we just had some guys just banged up, and to the point where I think had we had to play, we would have been missing quite a few starters. And so from that standpoint, it was good. It's tough though on the run we're at to take a week off and not have that game week. But you know, guys done a nice job. That you know, we were on fall break, so they took a couple of days off of school. Had a chance to get home. A lot of guys did, and then we got back at it Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Gave them Saturday off, and then we came back Sunday, asked them to be really re-energized, and we had really good practice. And so our guys that are credited all season long have practiced hard and been pretty well prepared. We just, for whatever reason, I don't know what it is, we just haven't made some plays when we need to. And when you're losing games and you're in a rut that way, they get magnified. And that's really, I think, what's happened here over the last couple of weeks.
Hastings sitting at 3-4 in the season. We've dropped the last two games to Midland and to Dakota Wesleyan. So now a chance to maybe finish the season strong. We got three games left.
Yeah, we do. And that's kind of been the focus. We really talked about it. You know, our kids, you know, really trying to feed off the way we played last year. We didn't play very well against them, and you know, they kind of handed it to us. And this is a good football team. This is the number 8th ranked team in the country. I don't want to know what the other 7 look like, you know, because they are very good. They don't skip a beat. You know, I wish I could tell you one of the 22 guys that I think isn't a good football player. They've got really good football players, and they're playing pretty well and hitting on all cylinders. And you know, we're going to have to play extremely well tomorrow to get a win.
Hastings College, again, with two back-to-back losses here to Midland and Dakota Wesleyan. Has there been a really glaring big point that we have not been able to get done that's kind of compounded our losses here?
Well, you know, against Midland, you know, we don't run the ball very well. We play pretty well defensively. We turn it over a bunch. Against Dakota Wesleyan, we run the ball better. We don't turn it over. We don't play very well defensively. You know, so it's hard to put your finger on it. And that's the thing I think that's really frustrating our kids from their confidence level a little bit is that we still think, and maybe that's blind arrogance, I don't know, but we just still think if we go out and play the best game we can play, there's not a team in the country we can't beat. We just haven't done that, and I guess that's that variable there, you know, that you just kind of want to, you know, play better over an entire period of time. And those breakdowns that we've had has forced us to get away from our game plans early in games, and that's what's tough. And when I look at the games that we, you know, the upset games that we've been able to pull off, you know, the things that we've been able to do, taking care of the football, running the ball, shortening the games, making plays when you need to. I just described to you the Lindenwood game from a couple of years back. You know, those are the things that you got to be able to do to beat a team of Morningside's caliber and the role that they're on, because they got two games left and they're already getting ready for the postseason. And so, you know, I don't think they're going to overlook us. They get pretty hyped for this game, as our guys do too. And so I think it's got the potential of being a heck of a football game.
In order for Hastings to be successful, we basically got to play with a lead then, right? Or within a
touchdown? Well, at least, yeah, I think so. I think that's it. I mean, when we're chasing a bunch of points, we're on our heels, and that puts us in some bad positions, and then we start making mistakes. And or at least that's been, you know, the way it's been. Now, you know, last week or 2 weeks ago, you know, we're behind a couple of scores, and we put two pretty nice drives together where we mix in some run and some pass against a team that really had kind of held us in check all day long. And so that's something that we've tried to build off of. You know, Mike, we got a lot of different things in offensively right now, and so I'm kind of excited about the ability to get to those things. Now, we still got to be able to execute and that type of stuff, but, you know, I think you're going to see an offense not the same as what you've seen, at least from a formation standpoint and some of the things that we're doing tomorrow in hopes to kind of get them on their heels a little bit because they're real good defensively.
Those last couple of drives against Dakota Wesley, maybe the best drives we put together in the last couple of weeks. Those were pretty good drives there.
They really were. And then, you know, even when we stalled out at the end, we were still moving the ball a little bit. Hopefully from that standpoint, our guys are playing with a little bit of confidence. Like I said, we've had a pretty good week of practice. You know, it's been the injuries that have kind of, you know, you get a guy back for a day, you lose a guy for a day, you get a guy back. And so it's just kind of that time of year, and it just kind of makes it tough. But, you know, our guys are going to battle through tomorrow, and I think they're going to give us a great effort.
Let's talk about Morningside a little bit again. Very, very, very good defensively. They are number one in the conference as far as the total defense is concerned. They don't give up much, do they?
No, they don't. They're number one in the country against the run, 55 yards a game. The most they've given up is 145. They held Sioux Falls to 7 yards. I mean, so some pretty good running football teams have not been able to get it done. We feel comfortable that if we execute and do some things, we're going to be able to do enough, at least going in, and that's our plan. How long do you stay with that plan? Again, that's the thing that's tough, but we'll see. We've got a lot of different things in. I think we've got some capable guys. I think we've got some explosive runners. But we've got to have to be able to run the ball because if they're on offense all day long, it's going to be a long day because they're not a slouch on that side either.
Offensively, we'll see a former St. Cecilia Blue Hawk quarterbacking the team and Jordan Jakupke.
Yep, Jordan did a nice job, really nice job last week against Concordia. Ran the ball well, threw the ball well. He's been, as a redshirt freshman, he's been running in that offense for the last couple of years. And I know that Coach Ryan was really high on him, in August at the preseason press conference. And I had assumed that he was going to be starting, throughout the entire year based on Steve's comments, but, really did some nice things against Sioux Falls towards the end of the game and then against Concordia. And it sounds like he's going to be their guy the rest of the way.
They had a Division I guy from Wyoming that transferred in that took the snaps in the first 7 games, but Jordan has unseated him, and he'll see the start tomorrow against Hastings.
Yeah, Jordan does a nice job of extending plays, a little bit different than that guy does, and I don't know, again, not privy to what they do week to week, but it'd be tough to make a change because the quarterback they pulled was doing some pretty nice things for him. So that tells me Jordan's got a pretty good idea what's going on offensively and is making good decisions with the football.
Talk about the Morningside offense. Is this as explosive as we have seen in the past?
Number-wise, maybe not, but you watch it on film, yeah, they are still really, really good in the offensive line, and that's where it starts with them, and they run the ball, and they're going to get the ball to that back as many times as they can, and if it's not running the off-tackle power play, which we had a difficult time defending against Dakota Wesley, it's in the screen game, it's in the bubble screen game, they'll motion him out as a wide receiver. A lot of different things. They're not a lot different than what they've been in the past. So, I mean, our game plan defensively going in doesn't really change either way. It's just executing against some really good football players.
So what, after our performance we put up against Dakota Wesley, and probably the next 3 teams going to use that off-tackle play until we finally decide we're going to stop it.
I think so. And we stopped it prior to that game. And so, again, our guys, I think, are comfortable with that. I think the thing you're going to see tomorrow is are we downhill? We were really side to side and reacting and peeking and trying to do those things. We can't do that in this defense because in a 3-man front, the one thing you are is you are spread out. And if you're not getting into the backfield with either your D-line, your linebackers, even your safeties, your off-tackle people, you're going to struggle because you're definitely out there on an island, and that makes life difficult. And so we've kind of changed our fits a little bit and try to tighten those things up a little bit. And that's going to be important for us to be able to make plays against the run game.
So how do we pull off the upset tomorrow?
Slow it down, man. That's going to be the big thing, and that comes with us offensively. Doing the things we need to do to hang on to the football, not turning the ball over. Those are the games we've lost when we've turned over the ball. Defensively, get off the field. Make them work. If they're going to go down and score, it's got to be a 12 or 13 play drive. Force them to execute. Force them to execute penalty-free, turnover-free. And if they can do that, well, then there's nothing you can do about it. But, against Dakota Wesleyan, man, we just a lot of defensive penalties. We were offsides on a couple occasions. Didn't turn them over the way we had and couldn't get off the field. And so those are parts of it. And then it comes down to your kicking game. You got 2 really good kickers that field position. We haven't won that for a couple weeks either, and we need to do a better job with that as well.
Yeah, Ernesto had a tough time at Dakota Wesleyan. And the penalties you mentioned, that's not like us either.
No, it really isn't. I think we were offsides, in the defensive line 3 or 4 times, and that's a tough one, because now you're sitting at 1st and 5, and you're going against a team that's really good on 1st and 10. now all of a sudden you're giving them first and five. So smart, aggressive football is going to be the key for us. But just, man, I'd love to hit on all cylinders in all three facets and just see how good we can really be.
Okay, hopefully it'll be tomorrow. Good luck.
Thanks.
That's Hastings head coach Paul Merkowitz. Again, game time tomorrow will be at 1 o'clock. We'll be on there with a pregame show at 12:15 on 1230 KHAS.
There's a world of difference between a and a. There's also a difference between and the difference is Doug and the pros at Snow's Car Clinic. They do complete automotive repair and service domestic and imports. Plus, Snow's Car Clinic is a Napa Auto Care Center, installing quality Napa parts. Snow's Car Clinic stands behind their work. They guarantee it. For over 20 years, they've been the difference. Snow's Car Clinic, 836 South Burlington in Hastings, and on the web at snowscarclinic.com.
It's the clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. They are the experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. Jeff and Brent remind us with colder and winter weather coming, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. Auto Glass Experts will even come to you. For mobile service, call 463-0025. 463-0025. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street. That's West Highway 6, just east of Custom Pack in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Wills, Jimmy Purcell back here at the Aurora Sports Complex here tonight. The Class B State High School football playoffs in 1230 KHAS. All Aurora in the first half. The Huskies out on top of Hastings High. The score is 43-0. Tyson Brockmeyer to Matthew Grosshans for the first touchdown. Brockmeyer to Smith for touchdown number two. Brockmeyer to Smith for touchdown number three. Brockmeyer to Grosshans for touchdown number four, all in the first quarter.
I was trying to kick you. I thought maybe your record stuck.
Then we had a one-yard touchdown run from Tyler Reichert and a 51-yard touchdown run from Austin Smith. So the Huskies have been in the end zone six times already here in the ballgame, and Hastings High trailing here by the score of 43-0. Again, the winner of this ball game will move on to face the winner of the Adams Central McCook ball game. That'll be next Friday night. Last check, it was at a halftime. McCook had a lead over Adams Central. The score is 14-6. We will keep you up to date on all the scores throughout the second half here. Hastings High and Aurora are probably going to be a running clock situation for the entire second half here. So this one will go by in a hurry. Hastings High trailing in the contest by the score of 43-0. You're Rick Rebarger. You're the Hastings High coaching staff. You just want to take something positive out of this ball game. Yeah, we got to the state playoffs, but we got to come home with something positive to build on.
Yeah, whether it be a big play or, a long drive or just anything right now, because the Tigers really struggling. 29 yards of total offense, 17 on the ground, 12 through the air. The Aurora Huskies, 346. They are averaging 12.3 yards per play. That is amazing. And a couple of guys putting up some big, big numbers, as we talked about right before, or right at actually halftime. Austin Smith, he's got three touchdowns on the night, one on the ground and two through the air. He is a really good dual threat running back for Randy Hubert here as the Tigers will get the opening kickoff here in the third quarter.
Omaha Creighton Prep out on top of Kearney now, 23-7. 23-7 Prep with a lead over Kearney in the Class A state playoffs tonight. We're going to start the second half. Hastings High will move from our right to our left. Barth is going to kick off now for the Huskies, and we're liable to see everybody in the football game here in the second half of play.
Well, I noticed that down on the Aurora sidelines, Jacob Peters, the backup quarterback, he was warming up along with Tyson Brockmeyer, but I would look for a lot of second and third teamers here very early as the ball gets by Tanner Jones.
And Jones goes back inside the five-yard line to grab it. He's back to the five-yard line. He's out to the eight-yard line, and he's going to be dropped there. So the ball got by the deep man there. Tanner Jones goes back inside the five-yard line to grab it. And by then, the Huskies were in full pursuit, Jimmy. And Tanner Jones is knocked down in the play. Not a good way to start the second half. Hastings, they're going to give him forward progress out to about the 10-yard line. So a mistake there on special teams to start the second half. So Brady Rutt, Tyler Rebarger have been splitting time there at the quarterback here tonight. Now Brady Rutt's going to be back in there. So Rutt will go back to the quarterback position here for Hastings High. He'll bring the troops up at the 10-yard line. He wants to throw the football. He does. It's going to be nearly intercepted. The pass is incomplete out here at the 25-yard line. Ball was nearly picked off by Dan Hauer of the Aurora Huskies. The intended receiver for the Hastings High Tigers was Tanner Jones coming out of the backfield.
I believe number 22, Ben Vincent, got in there real late on that throw and was able to tip the football away. Made it tough for Tanner Jones to concentrate on it coming into his hands. So it's going to bring up a second down and 10 here, just getting underway, quarter number three.
All right, Brady up under center again. Man comes in motion. Russ going to hand the ball away. That's going to be Jones on a little reverse play. Get to the 20, out to the 22-yard line. So Tanner Jones on a little counter, reverse play, brings it out to the 22. Should be enough for a first down. Tackle was made in there by Ben Sowell, a reserve linebacker, 175-pounder for the Aurora Huskies. And that's only going to be the second first down of the ball game for Hastings High. We are in the third quarter of play with 10 minutes and 18 seconds to play.
Tanner Jones, your leading ball carrier now in the ball game. Not a lot. Four carries, 23 yards.
All right, so Hastings High with a first down here. Brady Rutt brings the ball back here as they angle off on the left side. Picks up 1, maybe 2 yards in the play. That's Tanner carrying the ball again for the Hastings High Tigers. So Tanner Jones carrying the load here for Hastings High. The Tigers just trying to grind something out here against the Aurora defense. 43-0 is the score. The Huskies, the Dogs, out on top of the Tigers here tonight. Rutt stays in there at quarterback as the play comes in from head coach Rick Rebarger on the far sideline. Wide receiver splits out wide to the left side. That's going to be Hammock. Back stacked up in the eye. Here's Brady Rutt going to hand the ball away. Big hole here. That's Jones with the ball across the 30, out to the 35-yard line. So Tanner Jones carrying the ball there. Another first down for Hastings High. And the Tigers now taking the ball right at this Aurora defense. It might be a little bit too late here, though. The Tigers down by 43 points here in the third quarter.
Well, you start looking down on the field. The Kyle McCarthy, that big linebacker, is not on the field. You also look down here on the sidelines. Austin Smith, one of the defensive backs, he is standing on the sidelines. Also with him, Garrett Johns, one of the big defensive linemen. So already Randy Hubert starting to put second-teamers into the defensive formation.
All right, here's Brady. He wants to throw the football. Rutt holding on to it. Look out, here comes the pressure. It's passed downfield. It's going to be caught by Langton. Langton at the 30-yard line of the 25, down to the 20. John Langton with a reception there for the Hastings High Tigers. Langton got behind the defensive secondary. Brady Rutt put it right on the money. As Langton hauls it in stride. Takes the ball down inside, willing to mark it right at the 21-yard line. A nice pass there from Rutt Langton.
44 yards, the longest play by a long ways tonight for Hastings High, and a beautiful pass. Brady Rutt just buying all kinds of time back there. He delivers it perfectly across the middle of the field, and Langton with a nice reception, and the Tigers on the move now.
All right, Hastings High approaching the red zone for the first time tonight. Here's a pitch play to Geiger. He's across the 20 to the 15 to the 10-yard line, and the 5, touchdown, Hastings. Hastings High gets on the scoreboard with 8 minutes and 5 seconds to play, Jimmy, in the third quarter. The Tigers put together a nice drive, and Geiger takes it into the end zone for a score.
21 yards away, and good blocking out there. Again, we talked about some of the starters for Aurora's defense on the sidelines, but the Hastings High Tigers, we talked about trying to put something together positive to go out of this football game, and that right there is a positive note. They take it 90 yards downfield against the Aurora Huskies, and capped off with a 21-yard touchdown run from Langton.
And here's Tanner Jones.
Yeah, Tanner Jones in for the PAT.
All right, ball is down. The kick is up, and Tanner puts it through the uprights. It is good, so the Hastings High Tigers avoid the shutout here tonight as Tanner Jones hits the extra point. 8 minutes and 3 seconds to play now in the third quarter. It's now the Aurora Huskies 43, the Hastings High Tigers 7.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings are online at KerrChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at the Aurora Sports Complex. 8 minutes and 3 seconds to play in the third quarter. The Tigers nicely there. 5 plays, 90 yards. I think it's a 21-yard touchdown run from Matt Geiger.
Yeah, and I think I said Langton. Langton was on the reception, the receiving end, 44 yards, which got him down to the 21-yard line. And then Geiger, with a nice run off right side, picking up some nice blocks, takes it in from 21 yards out. So the Tigers on the board here.
That was the first possession of the second half. So here's the kickoff. The Huskies will bring the ball back here, and the numbers on the right side across the 10 to the 15-yard line, and Russell out of bounds here at the 20. Bringing the ball back for the Aurora Huskies that time was Ben McQuiston. McQuiston, a 155-pound sophomore, reserve running back. And now we'll see what Randy Hubert, the head man for the Aurora Huskies, will do. We see Smith is coming out offensively. We'll check the quarterback position. Both of them are standing right now on the sidelines. That's Brockmeyer and Peters. As Randy Hubert is going to send in Brockmeyer. So here comes the first string offense back out there for the Aurora Huskies. Might have made Aurora mad there.
Well, probably not satisfied now. They allowed the Tigers on the board. So, yeah, a lot of the starters back into the football game here for Aurora.
Still got a running clock, so we're already down to 7 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Here's a handoff again, busting through their big hole, 30, 35, out to the 37-yard line. Carrying the ball there was Bell. So Nate Bell, who's done a good job on defense here tonight for the Aurora Huskies, is now head of the backfield as he carries the ball out here to the 37-yard line. So Nate Bell now spelling some of those first-teamers out there as Randy Hubert will continue to shuttle plays in here. Aurora moving from our left to our right here in the third quarter of play. The Huskies out on top by a score of 43-7. As Aurora breaks huddle here, they come up to the line of scrimmage and send three wide receivers out to the left side. One will go to the right. Brockmeyer will stand in the shotgun here with a running back just to his right. Surveys the Tiger defense. The snap goes through the hands of Brockmeyer. The pressure is on. He goes back to try to cover it up and is still loose inside the 10-yard line. Big pile up back here. And I think the Huskies got back on top of it. So that's the second time tonight that the snap is went awry from the quarterback out of the shotgun. Brockmeyer turned around and was sprinting toward the opposite goal line. Hastings High nearly got there, but the Huskies back on top of the football at the 8-yard line. That was a big, big loss there for Aurora.
27 yards on the loss, and boy, Geiger trying to get down there with Brockmeyer running stride for stride to jump on that football, and Geiger wasn't able to quite get his mitts onto it. That would have been a big turnover, although the score is very lopsided. Hastings High could have used that. And now we see... Actually, Brockmeyer out of the ball game now. It's going to be a new quarterback in there.
All right, they're just going to direct snap to him as he runs it to the far side, and that's going to be Schnackelberg into the ball game now. Seth Schnackelberg, he's a junior as he took the snap there and just took it to the left side. That was a second and 38. There's not too many plays that's on Randy Hubert's play chart. I'm sure it's second down and 38 yards to go. They just run the quarterback keeper there. And now it's third down and 36 yards to go. Aurora's got the ball on their own 10-yard line. So a bad snap out of the shotgun. And Aurora is now in a big, big hole here as they are backed up in their own territory. 43-7. Hastings High trailing here in the ball game.
Schnackenberg back in there for Aurora. Quarterback again over his head.
Yeah, it goes into the end zone, and now it's kicked out of the end zone. And now the official is going to look. That's going to be a safety. That's going to be a safety. So two bad snaps here on this drive for Aurora. That one was kicked out of the end zone, and that makes the score 43-9 now in favor of the Aurora Huskies.
Well, and again, a lot of second-teamers in there, but that's the third bad snap now. Well, the first one come very early in the football game as it went over Brockmeyer's head. They had the one prior to this one, a 27-yard loss, and then this one goes over the new inserted quarterback, Seth Schnackenberg. And it goes over his head. A lot of Tigers in there, and Schnackenberg just kicks it through the end zone. So the Tigers, 9 quick points here in the third quarter.
And now the running clock is going to cease. As now it's only a 34-point differential. You need 35 to run the clock. So the Tigers trying to inch their way back into things. Hastings High's going to get the ball back here. 5 minutes and 7 seconds to play in the third quarter. It's now Aurora 43, Hastings High 9. That was not a very good possession right there for the Huskies, and a team that's going for a state championship, and as good as they have been, that's going to be a concern for Randy Hubert. That was not a very good series right there.
No, that wasn't, and boy, they're really hurting their numbers so far here. They have yet to throw a football here in the second half, but a minus 10 yards on all the stuff that's happened here for the Aurora Huskies, and Hastings High is going to get a pretty good field position here as Aurora will kick this ball off from the 20-yard line.
Austin Barth will kick it off here. He can either punt the ball from here or kick it off with a tee, and it looks like Barth is going to elect to kick the ball off. So Hastings will send their deep men back at the 30-yard line. So it's now 43-9. Hastings with a touchdown from Geiger. And now a team safety here. It's 43-9. Tigers trailing here in the ball game. Here's the kickoff. It's going to go to Jones. He bobbles the ball. picks it up at the 32-yard line, back to the 35, to the 40, brings it out across the 40, out to the 45-yard line before he's brought down. And Hastings High will have a good field position here in this third quarter of play with 4 minutes and 53 seconds to play now in the third quarter.
Yeah, the kicker out there, Austin March, just kind of kicked a line drive. Jones tried to catch it on the fly. Bounces off his shoulder pads. He kind of lost the ball for a minute, and then he stutter-stepped a lot coming up to the 45-yard line. And by then, the Aurora punt, or the kickoff coverage was there. But still, tremendous field position here for the Hastings High Tigers. First and 10 at their own 45-yard line.
All right, it's going to be Brady running there at quarterback again. Here's a Minky on a little counter play, 45 to the 48-yard line. So a pickup of 3 yards on the play. Tackle was made in there by the Huskies, and making the stop there was Bryce Quinn. Quinn, the 170-pound senior for this Aurora defense. So we're seeing some frontliners back in there now for Randy Hubert and Aurora. Second down and 7 yards to go.
Actually, that snap was taken by Tyler Rebarger. Brady still in there. He's at fullback, so we're back into that set. Tyler quarterback and Brady at the fullback.
All right, so Rebarger's going to take his snap here. He hands the ball away. That's Minky, and Minky's going to be chopped down. Minky chopped down to the plate, trying to get outside, and over there again was Bryce Quinn. So back-to-back tackles there for Quinn. So what they picked up in the previous play, they lost it right there, and it's third down at about 9.5 yards to go. Ball pushed it back here to the 46-yard line. We're down to 4 minutes to play here in the third quarter. It's 43-9. The Aurora Huskies have got the lead.
Well, we wanted some offense out of the Hastings High Tigers here in the third quarter. 90 yards of total offense. A lot of those coming on that 44-yard pass play from Rutt to Langton.
All right, here's Tyler Rebarger. He rolls out of there. Look out, backside pressure is going to be hit and sacked. At the 38-yard line, that's the same guy in there. Three straight tackles by Bryce Quinn. Nobody's blocking him over there on that right side of the offensive line. Tyler Rebarger is going to be sacked back here at the 38. And now that's going to bring up a fourth down situation. Fourth down and 17 yards to go for the Tigers. They'll have to punt the football away.
7-yard loss, and a good thing that Tyler Rebarger knew that Quinn was there because he was able to wrap the football up so the ball wouldn't come loose. But a 7-yard loss there on the sack. Tanner Jones in the punt again. And back deep, I think that's Terrell back there.
Yep, that's him. He'll stand back here at the 20-yard line. Actually, Ben McQuiston. That's Ben McQuiston. The snap is going to be low. Tanner Jones gets it away. McQuiston looks up. He's going to grab the ball. He fumbles the ball. It's picked up by Hastings High down here at the 14-yard line. Will Reimer is down there for Hastings. McQuiston fumbles the football away. That bounces up into the air. Reimer grabs the ball. The Tigers have the football down here at the Aurora Huskies 16-yard line.
A near disaster on the snap. The snap was low. Jones fumbled it. He was able to get the ball in his hands, and then he kicks it away, a line drive off the shoulder pad right into the hands of Will Reimer. He almost was able to shake loose and take that into the end zone, and now all of a sudden the Hastings High Tigers got the ball, first and 10 at the Huskies 16-yard line.
Unbelievable. As good as Aurora looked in the first half, the second teamers on the opposite end of the scale. And now Hastings High trying to claw their way back into things here. We've seen stranger things happen. 43-9 is the score, but the Tigers have sent out Aurora here in the second half, 9-0, as Hastings goes back to the ground game here as they try to plow the ball inside here.
Brady Rudd on the carry there. Boy, Brady had a couple of linemen draped on his back. We talked about his strength, and he was able to carry them downfield nearly a 4-yard gain. And we see James Hammack bring the play in from the sideline. So what a strange change of events here. As you said, this is kind of crazy here in the second half, but a good thing. Tigers having a lot of good things happen here in the third quarter.
Second down, 8 yards to go. Hastings High with the ball now. The Aurora Husky, 13-yard line. Rebarger stays in there at quarterback. He turns, hands the ball away to Rutt, and the Aurora Husky is just waiting for him defensively. As Rutt takes the ball for a hard 1 yard there. He is chopped down on the play there. First guy to get to him for the Huskies. But he got number 57, but there's no 57 on the roster. So they might be deep into their... They're too deep now here, Jimmy, because they got number 57. He's not on the roster tonight. But he makes the last stop there for the Huskies. And now Aurora is looking at Hastings looking at a third down and five situation. Hastings with the ball at the Husky 11-yard line. Rebarger wants the throw, holds it as he moves to the right side. He unloads. It's going to be caught for a touchdown. John Langton grabs the ball for the touchdown. The Tigers are on the scoreboard.
Wow, Tyler Rebarger rolled to the right side. You can hear from the crowd, Mike. The Aurora crowd does not like that. that was a call I'd like to see again. It benefited the Hastings High Tigers, but boy, as Rebarger threw that, he just had to sling that ball to the sidelines, and a nice catch down there by Lanson. I thought he was about a yard out of the end zone. Doesn't matter. The good guys get the touchdown, and Tanner Jones in for another PAT.
So Hastings High has tacked on another one here in the second half thanks to the mistakes by the Aurora Huskies. Here comes the PAT. It is up there, and it is good. 1 minute and 31 seconds to play now here in quarter number three. The score, the Aurora Huskies 43, the Hastings High Tigers 16.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings High Tigers about scored Aurora 16-0 in the second half of play. Can we start the game over?
Well, yeah, I tell you what, we were chirping all half about how the Aurora offense put up 346 yards in two quarters. So far in the third quarter, minus 10 yards for the Aurora Huskies. Hastings High Tigers with 100 even yards, 55 through the air, 45 yards on the ground, and all of a sudden, the Hastings High Tigers have found life. I don't know what Coach said at halftime. I would love to go into one of them at halftime meetings.
Well, remember, the Huskies are playing with their second and third teams, and it looks like they got their first stringers back in there. Smith and Thorell drop back deep now. Here comes the kickoff. It's going to drive Thorell down in the end zone to a touchback here in high school football, and the Huskies will come out now at the 20-yard line. The second teamers for the Aurora Huskies, shaky at best. Couple of fumbles. And now we'll see if the first liners are going to come back out for Randy Hubers.
Well, I don't know. I see Tyson Brockmeyer's got his helmet on, but the chin strap undone.
Nope, it's going to be.
Snankenberg's going to come in. I seen Austin Smith out there, so he'll be in the ball game. I know Kyle McCarthy, he's in the ball game. He's at the right tackle position. So some starters still in there, some second teamers for Randy Hubert as they take over first and 10 at their own 20.
We see Smith in the backfield now, so, and also Thorell as they fake the ball. Now they're going to give the ball off to Smith, and he just goes straight ahead here as he takes the ball, keeps his feet moving, and moves it out to the 25-yard line. So Austin Smith carrying the ball there for the Aurora Huskies out to the 25-yard line. Blaine Gatz in on the stop there for the Hastings High Tiger defense. 43-16, the Aurora Huskies have got the lead. End of the third quarter in Class B, Lincoln Pius out on top of Gretna by a score of 14-13. Columbus leading up Bellevue West by a score of 21-7. That's a Class A state playoff game here tonight. Here's the handoff again, sweeping on the right side of hole. 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. Down the sideline, 45, 40. That's Thorell. He's at the 25, 20, 15, 10, 5 touchdown. So Thorell takes it to the house. That's a 75-yard touchdown run for the Aurora Huskies.
Boy, nothing flashy there. It was just off right tackle. Thorell picked up some tremendous blocks. Now, hold on. We've got a late flag down here. Yeah, that's going to, wow. The officials will make it run out of here before this ball game's over. They had the one play down there with Hastings High, scored the touchdown, and now they get a 75-yard touchdown run from Thorell. Nobody was going to touch him once he got around the right end, and now the official throws a late flag, and it'll all come back. It's all for naught.
So he takes it 75 yards. The penalty flag is down at the 45-yard line. They will march off a 15-yard penalty against Aurora, which brings the ball back to the 45 of the Huskies. So Aurora will line up again. But that was a nice run there by Thorell as he takes it 75 yards for the touchdown, but it comes back.
Actually, they're going to give him it's a spot foul. We'll give him 20 yards on the carry for Thorell after they spot the foul off. So it actually be moved out to the 45-yard line, but Hastings High dodging another bullet again, another big, big play that went around right in. Boy, Thorell's got some tremendous speed, too.
43.6 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Here's Shackelford as he hangs the ball into the breadbasket here of Smith as he takes it to the 50-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Hastings High defensively. Into the stop there for Hastings will be Matt Karloff, number 60. He's in there for the injured Dylan Hallmeyer tonight. Pick up 5 yards in the play. Second down and 5 for the Huskies. They've moved the ball out here to the 50-yard line. We're down to 20 seconds to play here in the third quarter. No longer a running clock here as Hastings High has outscored Aurora in the third quarter, 16-0. Shackelford is in the gun. He'll send wide receivers to the left and to the right. Two backs in the backfield. They fake the ball to Smith. Shackelford pitches the ball back. Thorell has got it, and he's hemmed in and down he goes. Takes it to the Hastings High 49-yard line, so a pickup of only one. Tackle is made in there by Brady Rutt for Hastings defensively. So a pickup of one, and now it's third down and about 4 yards to go, and that's going to be the end of the third quarter of play. So three quarters in the books tonight. High school football action here on 1230 KHAS. Good quarter there for Hastings High, but the Aurora Huskies still have the lead. After three quarters, it's Aurora 43, Hastings High 16. You're listening to high school football on 1230 KHAS.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at the Aurora Sports Complex. A very sloppy third quarter there for the Aurora Huskies has allowed the Hastings High to get back into the football game here in the Class B State High School football playoffs. Huskies now looking at third down, 4 yards to go. The ball just across the midfield stripe. Here's a Shackelford hanging the ball into the hands of Thorell again. 50, 45, 40. Here he goes again. 35, 30, 25, and he's run out of bounds. Brady Rutt just gets a piece of him and knocks him out of bounds down here at the 25-yard line. This team has got some good speed, and Trevor Thorell gets outside again against this Hastings High defense.
First down number 9, yeah, I was just going to say they do tremendous speed. Thorell showing it on the kickoff returns, also the punt returns, very dangerous, but he takes that around left end, 25-yard gain, down to the Tiger 25-yard line. We talk about that third quarter, only 21 yards of total offense for Aurora, 100 for the Hastings High Tigers.
Two wide receivers split to the right side, one to the left. Hastings High jumping around again on defense as Shackelford hangs the ball away to Smith. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Just that quickly, Jimmy, they take it into the end zone. That's Smith, Austin Smith, taking it from 25 yards out. And it's now 49-16. The Huskies have the lead.
112 yards now on 9 carries. For Smith, that's 4 touchdowns, 2 on the ground and 2 receiving the football tonight. That is a tremendous achievement for a high school kid, and that was just a huge hole. Nobody touched him defensively for Hastings High as Smith just takes the blast 25 yards, and now we'll see Aurora with the PAT attempt.
This is going to be Barth in there now. And the kick is up there, and the kick is good. The PAT is good as the Huskies tack on 7 more here. 11 minutes and 46 seconds to play. In the fourth quarter, the score now is Aurora 50, Hastings High 16.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Other scores tonight, Millard West leading Grand Island. It is 17-0. That's in the Class A state playoffs. McCook out on top of the Adams Central Patriots, 21-12. Creighton. Omaha Creighton Prep is leading Kearney. It is 23-7. They're in the fourth quarter. The Huskies have scored here. It is now 50-16. Aurora leading the Hastings High Tigers. Earlier tonight, some final scores. Crete over Scotts Bluff, 42-0. Millard South in Class A beating Lincoln Southwest today, 28-16.
Well, it didn't take very long. Two plays, 50 yards for the Aurora Huskies. Austin Smith caps it off with a 25-yard touchdown run. Four touchdowns for Smith here tonight. Two receiving, two rushing. And just like all good teams do, after somebody makes a run on you, they capitalize on the Hastings High mistake, and they get the seven more on the board.
There's a short kickoff. Wainson's going to bring it back 25, brings it to the 30-yard line, and that's where Hastings High will start. Do you realize the last 24 hours how many points we have seen in high school football? I mean, look at yesterday. We had the St. Cecilia Bayard ball game. That was a shootout. And now we've got, 66 points scored here in this football game between Hastings High and Aurora. So,
well, what, 89 yesterday.
And another 66 today.
66 today. And I went through two pencils yesterday. I did talk to Randy Aarons today, by the way, and I told him he owed me a couple of pencils. He assured me that up at Donovan Trumbull next week I would get them. But, yeah, just wild playoff games we've been able to watch.
Some basketball teams don't score this much.
Yeah, I know it.
Here's an option play for Hastings High as they get it to the 30-yard line. Not much there. That's a Rebarger ringing the ball there for Hastings High. So the Tigers had one good quarter against the Aurora second-teamers. Hastings outscoring Aurora in the third, 16-0. But the Huskies come back here with Austin Smith. He's a frontliner, and he took it 25 yards for the score. It's now 50-16.
And now looking out there defensively for the Aurora Huskies, there's not a starter left on the field. Nope, not a starter out there. They're all fresh guys out there, second-teamers, against this Hastings High offense.
So second down, 9 yards to go from the 30-yard line. Rebarger stays in there at quarterback, sends a man in motion. Rebarger turns, and nobody there, and he's going to be hitting down. He goes. Rebarger turns, and there was no one there as he is knocked down on the play. Getting through there for Aurora was a Taylor Reichert, number 35. He had some help. And now Rick Rebarger, Pops, is going to come out here and have a couple of words with his offensive unit to get them under control here. So we're down to 10 minutes and 33 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings High trailing Aurora. It's the Huskies 50, the Tigers 16.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College football coming your way tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS. Jimmy and I will head for Sioux City, Elwood Olsen Stadium, a joint that seats 10,000 people.
Wow.
We'll be on hand with Morningside and Hastings College tomorrow. Airtime at 12:15, 1 o'clock for the kickoff between the Broncos and the Mustangs.
It is a big facility.
Third down, 10 yards to go. Hastings with the ball on their own 29-yard line. Here's Rebarger. He wants to throw under pressure. He's hit once, he is hit twice, and he is sacked. Sacked back here at the 20-yard line, and the tackle is made in there by Trevor Thorell, who's still in the ball game. Thorell has done it offensively. Now he flexes his muscles on defense. 160-pound junior throws Rebarger for a loss. Another sack in the ball game here for the Aurora D. Hastings High now working at fourth down and 18 yards to go.
And not a very good job by the Hastings High offensive line there. As soon as Tyler got the snap, he took a couple of steps backwards. He had a couple of receivers out on patterns, but he had no chance to even survey the field as he was just trying to get out of the grasp of Thorell. And now we're kind of hanging around and waiting. I'm pretty sure that the Hastings High will punt this. They're going to call a timeout.
Yeah, let a lot of time run out for the clock there. You wouldn't think that Rick would go for it here and fourth down and 18 yards to go from your own 21-yard line, but you never can tell. Tigers want to talk things over. 9:47 to play in the football game. It's Aurora 50, Hastings High 16.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling, and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Fourth Fourth down, 18 yards to go. Hastings High with the ball on their own 21-yard line. They're going to punt it away. Dropping back deep for Aurora will be Ben McQuiston. It's going to be Tanner Jones dropping back inside his own 10-yard line to get this baby away. 50-16 is the score. Hastings High trailing here in the ball game. The Class B State High School football playoffs on 1230 KHAS. Jones will get the ball away. McQuiston looks up for the Huskies. He's going to grab the ball, and then he fumbles it again back here inside the 40-yard line, and he gets back on top of it. Hastings High had a chance at that one. Boy, the Huskies have not looked very good here in the second half.
No, there will be a lot of fine-tuning to do. Again, it's a lot of second-teamers in there, but, boy, if you're going to be making a run in the playoffs, you got to have everybody sharp. And, boy, we've seen the first-teamers in there. They did a tremendous job in the first half, and now it's been just some real sloppy play. Tanner Jones is going to have to put that foot into a tub of ice. He's had a ton of punts here tonight.
So Hastings High will now play defense here down in 9 minutes and 38 seconds to play. We'll check the Aurora's lineup here as they come back out to start this drive on their own 37. The Huskies looking from our right to our left. Shackelford stays in there at quarterback now for the Huskies. The second quarterback we have seen tonight. He pitches the ball back here, and he is going to be knocked down at the 35. He had some new people in there. This is Bryce Andrews now, the running back for Aurora. Andrews, a 155-pound senior, as he is knocked down in the play, a loss of 2 yards, and is now second down and 12 yards to go.
You mentioned that trip to Sioux City. I hope I'm able to make it. I'm going to probably be fighting off pneumonia as we have our window out of this newly renovated press box here in Aurora.
Whose idea was that anyway?
Well, I usually have you with the window open on that side. You must have knew the weather was coming in because the winds have come around. They're blowing right in the window, and it's cold.
It is cold. This is by far the coldest it has been this season. Here's Shackelford now across the 35, bumps off of a man at the 40, 45 to the 50, breaks outside down the sideline, 40, 35, 30. He's going to be wrestled down from behind by the Tiger defense at the 25-yard line, finally chasing him down. For Hastings High was a Jordan Perez, number 16, a defensive back, but a huge gain there by the backup quarterback for the Aurora Huskies, Seth Shackelberg. He takes it down to the Hastings High 22.
43 yards and just a sloppy tackling by the Hastings High defense as he was able to get to the right side. Picked up a couple of nice blocks, one particularly by the by a wide receiver down there. Always good to see them blocking downfield, but down around the 40, which brings him all the way down to the 22-yard line. First and 10 here for the Huskies.
All right, the Aurora Huskies one more. Shackelford has got the ball. He hands it away straight ahead as he plows into the pile here across the 20 down to about the 18-yard line. Carrying the ball there was Nate Bell, number 42. Well, the last assistant coach down on the sidelines who was walking around. Nope, he's still got his polo shirt on, no coat. You think it's cold? No worry, the assistant coach down here at the 30-yard line still walking around, Jimmy, with his polo shirt on.
He does.
Yeah, and you're up here complaining about the weather.
Mm.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
Second down, 5 yards to go. Football is down here at the Hastings High 17-yard line as the Huskies will run to Shackelberg again, the quarterback. He'll lose a couple of guys and now cuts it back the other way. He's got a lot of room, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. That was just poor tackling by the Hastings High defense. They had him wrapped up for little if no gain there. Shackelberg got loose and took it to the far sideline, and there was not a man around defensively. He takes it into the end zone. It is now 56-16, Huskies.
16-yard touchdown run as Schenkenberg wanted to take it off left side, and boy, everything was seamed off there beautifully by the Hastings High defense. They had a couple of guys that had a hold of him, and then he breaks loose and takes her all the way back to field. Picked up a couple of nice crackback blocks from some linemen, and he gets in the end zone from 16 yards out. So Aurora, the youngsters, now getting into the action.
It's 56-16 now. The Huskies have the lead. Here comes the extra point. It is good. So the PAT is good. Back to a running clock for the remainder of this 7 minutes and 45 seconds. It is now Aurora 57, Hastings High 16.
Part of our community, part of your life. Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com. Proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
1230 KHAS.
All right, another score in Class A tonight. Millard North has beaten Norfolk by a score of 42-10. Millard South 28, Lincoln Southwest 16. Class B final score, Crete 42, Scotts Bluff nothing. 479 yards of total offense now for the Aurora Huskies against this Hastings High defense.
Well, they didn't have a whole lot in that third quarter. Aurora's yet to throw a pass there in the second half. They haven't needed to. They were able to get it done on the ground, and a nice touchdown run there by the backup quarterback, Schnackenberg, 16 yards as he reverses the direction, takes it around the right edge, and they score again, and Hastings High out to return this Aurora kickoff. Bring me some soup tomorrow morning.
Some soup and some.
I need some chicken noodle soup. I'm afraid I'm going to have symptoms of a cold.
Here's the kickoff. Hastings High will field this one at the 10-yard line, back to the 15, and that's about all they're going to get, maybe to the 17-yard line. Bringing the ball back there for Hastings High. Tanner Jones back there for Hastings High. He's been one of the few bright spots we've had offensively here tonight.
Yeah, you look at some possible player of the game candidates. Tanner Jones, let's see, where are his numbers at here? 6 carries, 36 yards. Geiger has 3 carries, 27 yards, a touchdown. Brady Rutt, Tyler Rebarger really have had trouble getting out of the backfield. And a couple of receivers, John Lanson with a couple of catches, 55 yards tonight.
Now we're going to see our third quarterback in there for Hastings High. Now running the ball club is going to be Nick Valley. Valley, the 5'8", 155-pound junior, going to get into the ball game here in this state playoff contest as he moves the ball for a couple of yards and a quarterback keeper around the left end. 6:40 to play. We're going to have our player of the game coming up, the coach's postgame show, and then time allowing, we'll get you bonus coverage on the Adams Central McCook ball game. Last check, McCook had the lead over the Adams Central Patriots 21-12. There's Hastings High going to run their final few plays of the 2010 season. As they run it off with the right side here for a yard, maybe two, as now it's going to bring up a third down situation. So Hastings High going to finish the season, Jimmy, at 5 wins and 5 losses. And I think that the program takes a step under head coach Rick Rebarger here for the 2010 season. After starting off 0-3, guys have battled back nicely, got into the playoffs for the first time since 2007. And there's something definitely to build on now as you look ahead to the 2011 campaign.
Well, there really is, Mike. And as a coach, you always try to preach, never quit, never quit at all. And these Tigers never did quit throughout the season. They started out 0-3, and then they were able to battle back as we see.
That's Rosin with the ball.
Yeah, Rosin off the left side there, picking up some nice yardage of first down. Going to be a gain of nearly 10 yards for Rosin. But, yeah, you just look for some positives coming out of this game. You have to look at the third quarter, whether it was second teamers or not in there. You got some stuff to build on. I think the one thing to look at, when we did the very first Hastings High game, you look at the roster, there was 23 sophomores on the roster for Hastings High at the beginning of the season. Granted, we've had some injuries, but that's something to look forward to because a lot of those kids are getting some varsity action, and that's going to benefit the Tigers next season.
So Valley will be your quarterback here. First down and 10. Hastings has moved the ball to the 34-yard line. Valley turns and hands the ball away to Rosin, and he is hit almost immediately. Rosin is knocked down to the play. Leading the charges there for Aurora was Jacob Peters, number 3. He is a backup linebacker on the other side. So Jacob Peters, at 160 pounds and a sophomore, knocks down Rosin. A loss of a yard or so on the play. Brings it back to the 33-yard line and brings up second down and 11. 4:40 to play. Here the football game. The Tigers trailing in the ball game by a score of 57-16.
Well, and Brady Rudd, after this game, will turn his attention to probably one of his strong suits. Don't know about basketball. I've heard some different things coming out, but a lot of lifting and getting ready for the track season. Brady, an outstanding shot put and discus thrower for Hastings High.
All right, here's a pitch play. Hastings High on a stretch play to the near side as they pitch the ball back here to Tyler O'Callaghan. O'Callaghan, a senior running back at 5'9", 160 pounds, gets about 2 yards in the play as they try to stretch play to the wide side of the field. Third down and 10 yards to go now for the Tigers.
Now we look ahead for the Aurora Huskies. They will advance on, looking like they will probably face the McCook Bison as they lead Adams Central 21-12, a last report out in McCook, and that game would be held here at the Aurora Sports Complex. But this is going to be a tough Husky team to tame. we've got to see Crete. I don't think Crete has enough to stop this Aurora offense.
There's a long pass down the field that's going to be almost intercepted back here at the 40-yard line. Back here for the Huskies was number 28, Ben McQuiston. He actually had a better play on the ball than the Tiger receiver back there, as Valley couldn't throw it far enough. McQuiston nearly picks it out there. Now it's fourth down and 10 yards to go for the Hastings High Tigers. Down to 3:20 to play. Clock is running now. Even with that incomplete pass, the score is 57-16. Tigers down by 41 points. Tanner Jones going to kick the football again for the Hastings High Tigers. And dropping back deep for Aurora is going to be Ben McQuiston. He will back up here to his 22-yard line. Tanner Jones setting his own 22, waiting for the snap. He's got it. Here comes the pressure. Tanner gets it away. Good high kick. It's going to bounce here at the 36, and the Tigers will down the football right there. That's a punt of about 26 yards against the wind here at the Aurora Sports Complex, and the Huskies will come back out one more time. 2:37 to play here in the football game. The Aurora Huskies going to go to 10 wins and no losses on the season. Their 33rd consecutive win here tonight. And now all the teams we have seen, Jimmy, no matter what class, the Aurora Huskies look like they are the cream of the crop right here.
Well, I think they are. They had a bad third quarter. But when you've got the starting 11 in there on the offense side of things and defensive side of things, they are scary. And as I said just a little bit ago, we got to see Creed and Adams Central. That was only one game. But, boy, I tell you what, it's going to take somebody really special to compete with these Aurora Huskies. They are a dynamite football team.
All right, we've got another penalty here as the Huskies snap the football. Now we got the third quarterback for Aurora in there, Jacob Peters, as he's going to mop things up. We got an illegal procedure call here against Aurora. So illegal procedure on the Huskies. I guess if you're Randy Hubert, you got to be concerned about your second teamers. They fumbled the football a couple of times in the third quarter to set up touchdowns for Hastings High. The Huskies have not looked real good, barring a couple of plays that they were able to take to the house for touchdowns. They have not looked really in sync here since halftime.
You look at the Aurora Huskies on their rosters, 18 seniors going to go away, so it'll be interesting to see what happens to the Aurora Huskies next season.
All right, Peters is going to pitch the ball back here, and the Tigers run out there defensively as they just run out the final couple of seconds of this football game. So the Hastings High Tigers going to complete the season with a mark of 5 wins and 5 losses, qualifying for the state playoffs for the first time since 2007. But their season is going to come to an end here in the opening round of the state playoffs tonight. It's now second down and 15 yards to go. No gain in the last play. We're down to a minute and 15 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter at the Aurora Sports Complex. Creighton Prep out on top of Kearney. The score 37-13. They are late in the fourth quarter. That ball game going on at Foster Field in Kearney. There's a Peters with the ball. He's just going to run it himself. Peters across the 30. Brings the ball to about the 33-yard line. Tackle was made in there by Wainson of Hastings High, who's still in the ball game for the Tigers. And now we're down to 49 seconds to go. I think Aurora's going to snap it one more time, and we'll get out of here.
Yeah, just looking down on the sidelines a couple of plays earlier. Randy Hubert just kind of looking around for anybody with a fresh pair of white pants on. You're getting in the Class B playoffs, and you're going to play in this football game. Be interesting to see what happens next week. As we said, McCook out ahead of Adams Central. And that would be who the Aurora Huskies would face next week.
All right, so this will be the final play of the ball game. We're down to 23 seconds to go. Peters just takes the snap. Now he pitches the ball back here at the last second. That's going to be Bryce Andrews with the ball. And Andrews brings it to about the 39-yard line where he's brought down there. Lainson again into the stop for the Hastings High Tigers on defense. We're down to 6 seconds to go, 5 seconds. This one is going to be over. The Aurora Huskies win their 33rd consecutive game. They knock off the Hastings High Tigers for the second time this season. Final score tonight, the Aurora Huskies 57, the Hastings High Tigers 16. You're listening to high school football tonight on 1230 KHAS.
If you have a fall, winter, or even a spring painting project coming up, call Dykus Painting in Hastings, 463-7726. Dykus Painting does indoor and outdoor painting, residential, commercial, industrial, custom spraying, and wood finishing. Dykus Painting delivers prompt, courteous, and professional service. Dykus Painting's been doing it the right way since 1980. Call Mike at Dykus Painting, 463-7726. Dykus Painting congratulates the St. Cecilia Hastings High and Adams Central teams and athletes on great football seasons.
It's the clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. They are the experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. Jeff and Brent remind us with colder and winter weather coming, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. Auto Glass Experts will even come to you. For mobile service, call 463-0025. 463-0025. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street. That's West Highway 6, just east of Custom Pack in Hastings.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at the Aurora Sports Complex. And final score again, it was Aurora knocking off Hastings High tonight by a score of 57-16. Tigers really not in the ball game from the outset here. Hastings did make a little run there in the third quarter as Aurora turned the ball over a couple of times. Hastings outscoring the Huskies in that third quarter 16-0, basically against the second and third teamers. But the Huskies roll here tonight over the Hastings High Tigers, winning by a score of 57-16. So the Huskies now 10-0 on the season. They'll advance to the second round of the state playoffs next Friday night. It looks like it's going to be the McCook Bison as McCook now leads Adams Central 27-12 in the fourth quarter. Tigers going to finish up their mark, their season with a mark of 5 wins and 5 losses. Hastings High did stop Aurora on their first possession tonight, but then the Huskies got going. Tyson Brockmeyer threw a 62-yard touchdown pass to Matthew Grosshands. They got a 2-point conversion on a trick play, and the Huskies jumped out on top by a score of 8-0. On the next series, it was a 10-yard touchdown pass from Brockmeyer to Austin Smith. That made it 15-0. Brady Rutt then fumbles the ball deep in the Tiger territory at his own 22-yard line. A couple of plays later, Brockmeyer hooks up with Austin Smith on an 11-yard touchdown pass, 22-0 in favor of Aurora. Hastings High turns the ball over on downs, and Tyson Brockmeyer again hooks up to Matthew Grosshands, this time on a 34-yard touchdown pass that made the score 29-0 at the end of the first quarter. Aurora adds on a couple of more touchdowns before halftime. They go on a 9-play, 67-yard drive. They get a 1-yard touchdown run from Tyler Reichert, the PAT good, that makes the score 36-0. And then just before halftime, 5 minutes to play in the second quarter, a 51-yard touchdown run from Austin Smith that made the score 43-0 at halftime. Again, Aurora plays basically second and third teamers in the third quarter. They turned the ball over a couple of times. Hastings did have a nice drive to begin the third quarter. They went on a 5-play, 90-yard drive, getting a 21-yard touchdown run from Matt Geiger. That made the score 43-7 in favor of the Huskies. Dan Aurora has a couple of bad snaps. They eventually have a ball that was kicked through the end zone. That was a safety. Made the score 43-9. And again, Hastings getting on the scoreboard on an 11-yard touchdown pass from Tyler Rebarger to John Lainson. That made it 43-16 in favor of the Huskies. But then Aurora finishes off here in the fourth quarter. They get a 25-yard run from Austin Smith to make it 50-16. They get a 16-yard touchdown run from backup quarterback Seth Schnackelberg to make it 57-16, and that was the final score here tonight as the Huskies knock off the Hastings High Tigers.
Just too much offense there in the first half, Mike. Just a very awesome performance, to say the least, for the Aurora Huskies in the first half, putting up a lot of numbers, and then they're able to do the job in the second half. Some big, big numbers put up by the Huskies tonight. They did not attempt a pass in the second half, so Tyson Brockmeyer will finish the football game with the only one throwing the football, 8 of 12 passing, 163 yards, 4 touchdowns, just like it was at the halftime mark. He throws the touchdown passes, 2 of them to Grosshands and 2 of them to Austin Smith. Rushing the football, Aurora was 32 carries with 317 yards, so 480 yards of total offense, 13 first downs for the Huskies. We talked about the individual leaders for them. Matthew Grosshands, 3 catches to 123, a couple of touchdowns. Austin Smith with 4 catches, 34 yards, 2 touchdowns. Smith also finished the game rushing the football, 9 carries, 112 yards, and 2 touchdowns on the evening. Look at the side of the Hastings High Tigers. After 29 yards in the first half, the Tigers were able to battle back in the third quarter, put some pretty good numbers on the board. So finishing the football game, the two quarterbacks, Brady Rutt, Tyler Rebarger, combining for 4 of 12 passing, 67 yards, one touchdown pass, that coming from Tyler Rebarger. Rushing the football, the Tigers 37 carries, 69 yards tonight, so 136 of total offense, 7 first downs for the Tigers. We look individual numbers receiving tonight. John Lanson, a couple of nice catches, 55 yards, one touchdown, that coming from 11 yards out. And rushing the football, it was tough against this Husky defense. We see Matt Geiger with 3 carries, 27 yards, 1 touchdown, that coming from 21 yards out. And Tanner Jones leading the way, 6 carries and 36 yards tonight. But, again, Mike, coming in, the Tigers a heavy underdog, trying to pull out all the stops, doing whatever they can to try to slow this high-powered offense down. They were unable to do it. Congratulations to Aurora. And congratulations to the Hastings High Tigers. I think Rick Rebarger did a great job, him and his coaching staff, getting the kids to continue to focus on the season. They get into the playoffs, and there's a lot of teams that would love to be in the Class B playoffs, and they were, but they're ousted tonight, so hats off to them.
57-16, the final score. The Aurora Huskies knock off the Hastings High Tigers. We'll have our player of the game, the coach's postgame show, and a whole lot more as we continue with high school football on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play of tonight's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the player of the game and the coach's postgame show on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education, ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com, named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review, named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Rausch Commercial Builders specializes in commercial construction and remodeling, also doing industrial work, cement and carpentry, plus additions. Rausch Commercial Builders' work ethic, excellent finished product, and professional reputation have spread through Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and into neighboring states. Call Steve at 402-463-8886. Rausch Commercial Builders, 322 West South Street in Hastings, a proud supporter of local and area teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
This is the player of the game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your Rheem dealer. Relax, it's Rheem.
Mike, well, Jimmy Purcell back here in Aurora. Again, the Huskies take care of the Hastings High Tigers here tonight. Final score of 57-16. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Again, Tanner Jones is the leading rusher for Hastings High tonight. 6 carries for 36 yards. John Lanson had a couple of receptions here tonight, 55 yards and a touchdown. Matt Geiger got the other touchdown for Hastings. He ended up with 3 carries and 27 yards, all candidates for our player of the game. And we'll announce our winner right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with a Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Our player of the game tonight for the Hastings High Tigers is going to be wide receiver John Lanson. Did a good job on defense tonight, especially in the second half of play. Called his name a couple of times on defense, but 2 receptions tonight, 55 yards and a touchdown for the Hastings High Tigers. So Lanson, the leading receiver tonight for the Hastings High Tigers, and also doing a good job on defense tonight. John Lanson will be our player of the game tonight as Hastings High loses to the Aurora Huskies by a score of 57-16. Stick around. We got the coaches' postgame show up next. You're listening to high school football on 1230 KHAS.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer. Give them a call at 462-9190. That's 462-9190. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the coaches' postgame show up next on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
There's a world of difference between a and a. There's also a difference between and. The difference is Doug and the pros at Snow's Car Clinic. They do complete automotive repair and service domestic and import. Plus, Snow's Car Clinic is a Napa Auto Care Center, installing quality Napa parts. Snow's Car Clinic stands behind their work. They guarantee it. For over 20 years, they've been the difference. Snow's Car Clinic, 836 South Burlington in Hastings, and on the web at snowscarclinic.com.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
Save on Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and KitchenAid appliances at Rogers Incorporated. Get up to a $750 MasterCard prepaid card by mail with the purchase of select Maytag kitchen appliance packages. And no interest if paid in full within 12 months on select purchases $499 or more. Monthly payments required. Ask Rogers for details. You deserve the best. The Whirlpool family of appliances and Rogers Incorporated. 1035 South Burlington, Hastings. Open every day, Sundays noon to 4.
This is the Coach's Post Game Show, presented by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
We're back at the Aurora Sports Complex. Hastings High dropping this one 57-16 to the Aurora Huskies as Hastings head coach Rick Rebarger joins us in the post game. And, Coach, we talked about it in the pregame. We had to play almost a perfect football game here tonight. We didn't get it, and that's the end result. We dropped this one tonight.
Yeah, you know, we tried some things differently, you know, as I talked about, and I think in the post game that our pregame that we were going to commit a lot of guys in the line of scrimmage, trying to slow them down in the backfield. And, you know, I think early we gave them a little bit, but you got to, you know, give a lot of credit to Aurora and Coach Hubert. They adjusted to it, kind of caught what we were doing, and were able to get some balls down the middle on us. And I'm just extremely proud of our boys. They've given us everything we wanted and everything they had throughout the whole year. And tonight's a great example of it. I think, we could have laid down very easily in the third quarter, and our young men come out and, you know, put together some nice things. And they just kept playing ball the whole four quarters. And that's what we talk about. That's what we had in our pregame. And we ask them to do things right. When you're going to play a game or you're going to get ready for anything, whether it's your job, your career, or whatever it is, you got to give it everything you got. And they take care of that stuff, and I don't care what the scoreboard says. And then we had the best week of practice we've had all year. And these kids come out ready to play football, and they played hard. Mr. Rohr's a good football team.
Coach, offensively in the first half, really struggling offensively. Only 29 total yards of offense. You elected to go with Tyler after the first series, as we figured was going to happen.
Yeah.
And some nerves out there for Tyler, but just really offensively, were they doing anything defensively to shut you guys down? And just really, it seemed to be a struggle in the first half.
No, they were doing the same thing they did to us last time we played them. They were owning the line of scrimmage, and we missed part on some passes. And what can you say about Brady Rutt? What a team player. You know, we're banged up, really banged up in the fullback position, and we didn't feel like Casey could go both ways the whole game against the caliber football team like Aurora. And we were trying to get some athletes out on the field with Tyler and Brady. That's just one of those things where, you know, you hate to do it in a playoff game, but you got to give your kids a chance to win the game. I can't say enough about Brady. That was a very unselfish thing to do, and he did it with no qualms, no bones, no nothing. And I'm just happy that we got people like Brady right on our football team.
Coach, it was the old adage, you can't coach speed. I think we saw it tonight. The Aurora speed was just too much for us to overcome.
Yeah, tonight. And you can't get early. You know, there's some times where we got out of position just a little bit, and then you can't recover from it when you're playing with speed. I think about a long run there. I think the second one set up the touchdown. We had a young man that just took a little peek inside, and the outside they got us. And they're just a good football team. They're physical up front. They've got speed. And they're going to make some noise.
You know, we look at coming into the third quarter, obviously a big momentum boost for you. You guys get a couple of turnovers. You're able to score. Brady throws a nice long pass downfield to John Lanson, 44 yards. And, you know, we were talking up here at the halftime break just trying to get something to build on for next year, something positive. And I think that's the third quarter was very impressive for you guys.
Well, you know, again, it's just it's a tribute to our kids. You know, we talked about character. You know, you got 24 minutes left of football. And you go out and you finish it the right way. And, you know, we weren't going to change our game plan. You know, we were having a difficult time moving the ball in the run game. And so we, you know, we dialed up a couple passes. And, what a nice catch that John Lanson had there on that, you know, on that post down the middle. And then he turned around and had the next possession, had a real fine catch. And I'm happy for John Lanson. That's his first career touchdown of his year, of his that I know of in varsity, and, you know, what a way to do it. He did it in the playoff game, and I'm just very happy for him, too.
So Coach, you finished the season 5 wins, 5 losses. We talked about it in the pregame show. I think you guys took a step in 2010.
Yeah, we did. And, again, just proud of our young men, the way they, you know, came to work. And I think we've talked, if either on air or off air, you know, you're 0-3, you can throw in the towel real fast. And, again, it just talks about the character of our kids. And you know, it's something we can build on. It's kind of ironic. After the first time we played Aurora, you know, we talked about what we got to do in the offseason. You don't beat Aurora. You know, you don't beat teams like this by, you know, the week of preparation. You beat them in the offseason and matching their intensity and what they're doing in the offseason. And we already had a junior leader out of the group. He put the score up 2 weeks ago on the chalkboard, and we're going to leave it up there in that weight room. So, hopefully our kids learn from this, and we can build off this and you know, just keep plugging away in the weights, get them out for other sports, make them very competitive. And, you know, the thing that I've said to our young men, I asked them to be in the year, help us change the culture around Hastings High School. Let's get some positive things going. And I think these young men did that. And I hope it carries on into their winter sports and their spring sports, and things just start snowballing in the right way.
Well, you look down on the field after the game. You had a little brief word with your players. You say goodbye to 13 seniors tonight, and obviously a lot of emotions running down on the field. Those kids live, die, and bleed for Tiger football, and you could really tell it at the end of the football game. And you always preach never quit.
Yeah.
And I think your squad did a great job, coaching staff, and not doing that. You make it in the playoffs. I think we've talked just on the streets that a lot of teams would love to be in your position, just be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And you send them seniors off tonight.
Well, I'm most proud of them. You know, I'm proud of everything that my coaching staff, everything that they've done. We ask them to do a lot. You know, we work very hard at it, and I'm just proud of them. No disappointments.
Coach, thanks for the help. We'll see you at the Shrine Bowl, Ben.
That's a tremendous organization. What a great honor. And you know, Coach Hubert is a class act. I'm just ecstatic to walk around and learn as much as I can from Coach Hubert.
Yeah, how's that experience going to be with Coach Hubert now going to run the show down here at the show?
Well, that'll be just fine. Him and I get along great. And, hopefully I can pick up a little tidbit.
Take your notebook.
Thank you.
All right, Rick Riefbarger, the head coach for the Hastings High Tigers. Again, Hastings High drops this one tonight, 57-16, the final score. This one got the final score now, and that's a McCook ball game. McCook has beaten Adams Central by the score of 34-12. So the Patriots and the Tigers both go down. Their seasons are over. McCook will take on the Aurora Huskies coming up next Friday night right here at Aurora. I think we've got one more break we've got to sneak in. We'll take that right now. We'll come back. You're listening to High School Football.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Acroline air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
Hastings High drops this one tonight, 57-16, just too much to overcome. Hastings High, 136 yards of total offense in the ball game tonight, 480 for the Aurora Huskies. So the Tigers' season is over, 5 wins, 5 losses. The Adams Central Patriots' season is over. They will finish out their year 6-4, and we've got all the scores coming up here in just a little bit. Tyson Abronik will join us with the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show, get you all the scores from the Class A and the Class B opening round playoff games here tonight.
Well, again, just a tough loss for Hastings High. They say goodbye to 13 seniors, which did a tremendous job keeping the nucleus of this team together throughout the season. Hats off to them, and congratulations again to Coach Rebarger. He gets elected to go and be part of that Shrine Bowl game this next summer. But, again, our busy week continues tomorrow. Hastings College football, we got one local team in. We'll be following them next week on Wednesday, the St. Cecilia Bluehawks, and a little local flavor tomorrow, and Jordan Jakupke, quarterback in the Morningside Mustangs.
We'll have that game for you from Elwood Olsen Stadium in Sioux City, 12:15 for the pregame show tomorrow night, or tomorrow afternoon. It'll be 1 o'clock for the kickoff as Sioux City Morningside takes on the Hastings College Broncos tomorrow afternoon. That'll do it from Aurora here tonight. Again, the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show is coming up next. For Tyson Ebronic, for Jimmy Purcell, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Aurora.
The Coach's Postgame Show has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings. High school football has been a sports presentation of Platte River Radio.
And welcome back in the KHS Radio Sports Studios. Tyson Ebronic with you. Before we get set for the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show, just take a couple minutes here as the final scores are starting to pour in here to the KHS Sports Studios. We're actually going to take you out. Blaine Bulis has just actually sat down with the head coach for the Adams Central Patriots, Bill Carlin. So we're going to take you out to McCook now to get Bill Carlin's thoughts on an Adams Central loss tonight by the score of 34-12. To McCook. Let's take you out there now.
Also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a WIT, there's a way. Get professional expert service from WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletes.